Hi, this is Red Band, and you're listening to the UFC Drunk Cast. Thank you for listening, guys, and if you want to get all the podcasts that I produce, please go to deathsquad.tv, and there you have all the links of the comedians, you have all the different Ustream videos that goes with each of the podcasts, and you could also donate at the top and the bottom. There's a donate link, and any donations you do will go right towards the show and the future of the show, and I really appreciate it. If you want to also subscribe to us on iTunes, just subscribe to Death Squad. And when you subscribe to Death Squad, you get all the shows. You get the UFC Drunk Cast. You get the, you know, Blackout Cast. You get the Naughty Show ones, Esther Podcast, all of them. So please subscribe to us on iTunes. And you could also listen to us on Stitcher. Just download the Stitcher application on your mobile phone and look up Death Squad. Guys, thank you for listening. And now here is UFC Drunk Cast.
Red Band Studios, live 2011.
And in color, bitches. Red Band. Jason Tebow.
Joey Coco Diaz.
Sam Tripoli.
Red Band.
Yeah!
UFC 127 Down Under. Only this Down Under is Burbank, bitches. Where's that? Red Band headquarters. Pirate Red Band headquarters. That's where, bitches.
Death Squad Studios coming at you live, bitches, for a little UFC action.
That's right. That's how we're doing it tonight. Fresh and in color. The power's not going out tonight. This is Red Band Studios. They ain't fucking around here. Uh-oh, look at Georgia Rivera.
And you were right, Thurillo.
Where's the flag?
He wanted a piece of Bisping, and he's going to get it.
Look at Bisping with his beefsteak Charlie hairdo. Smoking. Taking it back to 85.
Leave it to Bisping to bring up that he's better looking.
And hey, guys.
I'm better looking.
Welcome to the DrunkCast UFC.
Oh, shit.
I am
Fitch.
Brian Redband. We are here with Jason T. Bone and Joey Diaz. And
That's right. We have
Sam Tripoli somewhere flying away.
Sam is at a wedding, and he's on his way over.
And it's snowing in Burbank.
And well, it is snowing in Southern California. It may never rain in Southern California, but it snowed today.
Yeah. It snowed today. People going fucking bananas out of it. You got to see these people.
They lose their mind for that shit, don't they?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you should see them.
They just pull over and ditch their car. Like, fuck it. I'm done.
But fuck it. We're in Australia by osmosis tonight. UFC 127. Look at this shit tonight. We got some fights tonight, Jackson.
And we have a good card tonight. I'm excited
for this.
I was talking to Ari. We did that.
Camozzi, look at this.
We did that show at Sal's this week on Wednesday. I was talking to Ari. That it was the day before they flew out.
Kyle Noak.
And Ari's like, I don't know if I'm going to go to the fight. I might not go to the fight. I don't really think it's that good of a card. I'm like, one, you're already in Australia, dumbass.
He wants to walk around and see
two,
people.
It's a great card. There's like four or five really good fights
These
tonight.
Are the cards that turn out to be really good.
Yeah,
not the big
I know.
Name ones.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of like good names.
Yeah,
it's
like little medium range guys that can, yeah. You know, they'll take it.
BJ Penn always puts on a good show.
Yeah, this is going to be
Fitch
good
is a badass.
Look at the Germans. Oh, shit. Here you go.
Sotiropoulos. Very entertaining.
George Sotiropoulos. Eddie Bravo.
That's your guy, Sotiropoulos, huh? Coke?
I love him to death. You know, I'm representing 10th Planet with Eddie Bravo. He's been down there for a week and a half playing the guitar and teaching this fucking poor kid how to do the twister.
Yeah.
But boom, look at George Rivera. Oh, fuck.
I'd love to see
Michael
him knock
Bisping
out.
You know, man, people, Bisping's a great fighter.
He's a good fighter. His stand-up's better than his ground game, I think.
Oh, whoa, fucking Dan Henderson knocked him out. Well, Dan Henderson shot his low with that one.
Yeah, but he was moving into that fucking power
There you
punch.
Go, John Fitchy boy, Indiana. Purdue.
I love
Fitch. What are you going to do?
I'm from Indiana.
Here's my man, Johnny Pineapples, a.k.a. BJ Penn. Where's the fucking pineapple juice, Brian? It's got 6 points, bitch.
One of my favorite UFC memories is when it was a BJ Penn fight, and you were just screaming, like, where's the pineapple?
Right
when he walks by, you know, right before the fight.
Oh, you guys were at the fight?
And he, like, looks back at you, and, like, that was so funny.
Where's the pineapples, bitch? Let's get this going.
Now, Diaz, you haven't been in here since your last UFC, and word on the street is you took a little something that made it an interesting night.
You know me, dog. Always trying to take it to the next level. Whether on stage, in film, whatever.
Doing a little acid at a fight.
Always. Didn't plan it. It looked at it in my drawer. There he is, Goldie.
Wearing the goatee.
Oh, shit. Looking
man.
Good.
And looking tan,
Look
too.
At the fucking head, dude. It's smoking, not a hair out of spot, yeah. Brian.
That's one day in Australia. He's already sunburned.
He looks like he's like a secret agent now.
He does, yeah. Or a porn star.
Or he's the CIA.
Looks like Sam Tripoli's uncle.
He does, yeah.
There he is, smoking Joe Rogan, looking at Goldberg going.
They all got smoked by the sun. They've been in Australia for one day.
Yeah.
He's always got this look on his face like Rogan thinking, man, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Joe looks red.
They both do, man.
It's like I fought it next to him on the plane. That's how red he used to get, Brian. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. I fainted in my house during that fight against Joe Lozon.
Everyone's saying the voices are choppy as fuck, Red Dan.
Yeah.
I got that from a few people. So thank you.
Ustream's doing a little Ustream-y shit right now.
Get it together, Brian. Don't start fucking around here. Last time I was with you, the power went out. This time the microphones ain't working. You're killing me, Brian. Salt in my eyes.
Salt in my eyes.
I'm excited for these fights, gentlemen.
Me too. This will be good. Look at this little walk-off right here. Yeah. 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 Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
What kind of belt was that? Fucking BJ Penn's rocking some 1970s porn belt.
Brian, what's the story? What? Is it still choppy?
That's so weird. Look at Joe, how red he is.
Bro, maybe he hung out on the balcony all fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
He looks like he's so sunburned. Maybe it's his TV. Or maybe I'm just having liver failure right now.
Some TVs are fucked up, though, because like my TV, the feet are always yellow, like they got jaundice or some shit. Since they've been drinking a Lola's for four fucking days in Houston with no windows.
Just smoking Marble Reds all day long.
That's it. Like soldiers. That's how soldiers do with the Marble Reds and shit. Those are people that ripping off fuck cancer.
Ripping off the filters. Fuck it.
When you smoke Marlboro Reds, you're making a fucking statement. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck cancer. Suck my dick and call me Shorty, all right? Fuck you. Fuck Tita Kessling, whatever place in New York. I'm living like a fucking G6.
So anybody, feel free to tweet us. I think Red Band will probably have our Twitters up there. And also, if you want to let us know how the sound is, how the video is. Somebody just said that the video just went out. I don't know if that's still the case.
Hey, Jay, don't worry about the shit. I already know all this information. All right, buddy.
Get it together, Jay. You ain't the fucking technician here. This is the Red Band.
I'm just passing it.
Yeah, look at this. They're going. Oh, yeah. Look at it. He changed the beefsteak Charlie hairdo. Now he's got the comedian hairdo.
Hey, Jason, I'm the podfather. Don't ever question the
technical. That's the hairdo I had when I made my first communion. You know what I'm saying? Part of the seven sacrament plan of this of the fucking Catholic religion.
Whatever happened to all that? Such good hopes of the Catholicism, Joe.
I do. I still do. You go to church?
I try to go to church when I can.
When I can. You know, I can't do the long masses, get up, sit down. I got a bad fucking knee. I go, let's get this cookie over with. Let's get this party started quick. I put $2 in the basket, maybe $3, depending on how I'm feeling.
Uh-huh. Whether they got the residual checks coming in or anything.
You know me, dog. I always give a little something to fucking Padre here. You got to take care of the people. Yeah, and the welterweight division, what is this? Chris Lytle. See, this is my most anticipated fight, was Chris Lytle against Carlos Condit, but that went down the tubes. They've replaced him with Brian Ebersol, who's got like 92 fucking fights, guys. I swear to God.
Yeah?
60-something fights or something. Chris Lytle, look at him burping in the fucking room. This guy's the real deal. Yeah, he's a fireman with like nine kids. Relaxed. Look at him. Tougher than fucking nails, Chris Lytle. Look at him.
40-17. This guy's got a lot of fights on his belt, too.
That's a lot of headaches, dog. That's a lot of hits to the fucking head right there.
61 fights. That's a lot of fights, bro.
61, though. Can you imagine?
And this guy's up there, too.
Yeah.
This guy's 63 fights. There's 125 fights between these two fucking guys, and they're young guys.
It's like a Lakers score. This is the real deal here. Red Band doing the drunk pass last night. Had some chick over here passing out and shit like fucking Star 80. Poor guy. He had on a machine.
I'm in pain right now. I'm really in pain.
You're the last of the real deal. Red Band, they don't even make them like you. I told Joe the other day that Eddie's crazy, but you're fucking crazier. You're the real deal. Huh? You run as the... I could call you on I could call Red Men on a Tuesday night with a hit of anything and talk him into taking a ride. Let's go for a ride, Red
Hey, I'm having liver failure.
He'll say to me, how many points is it? I don't fucking know. Who cares? We're going to be out till 6 in the morning. Figure the time times 6 points, 6 hours, it's 36.
Thing about Red Band, though, is he's like a sneaky wild. Like, he doesn't seem like he's...
Yeah, he just creeps. He's like a velvet hammer. That's what they should call him, the fucking velvet hammer. He just sneaks up. You don't even see him coming with these broads.
I know.
Everyone got a different broad, and he fucks them all in the ass. I don't know how he does.
What are you talking about?
He sneaks up on them. They don't even see him.
She passed out on the pod couch. After puking in the bathroom. So.
After she sucked your dick, you nasty cocksucker. No, that's why she puked.
No.
Analyze the puke. It's got a little fucking sperm in there. Some cat hair.
It's all
it's
sperm.
Got some Weight Watcher points and shit, you nasty cocksucker. Don't be lying to me.
No.
One man's puke is another man's spitting out.
One minute they're over here doing a red band. Next minute they're on all fours.
They're bent over.
He's got them over here doing a web pick. Come on over.
You guys are really rude.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth to you. You're the king. I idolize you. I live through you. I live through you vicariously. 1 minute they're coming over here fixing their Twitter account. The next minute they're on all fours.
Getting loaded like a shotgun. Yeah,
like a savage that he is, going in there like a wounded soldier. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Red Man. You're the last of the fucking real deal. You surpassed all. Remember, Red Man.
What?
This is a marathon, not a race.
Hey.
When we all started hanging out, you were the little guy in the corner. You know what I'm saying? Look at you now. You got more bitches than fucking Ice-T, Ice Cube, and Jay-Z put together.
My goodness.
Yeah, that freaking. Half of those guys are married and checked out of the market.
That's right.
This
still
motherfucker's
taking
them up.
Over. Everybody's married. Everybody's moved away. Everybody's got bodyguard schools. But look at Red Band with his little fucking Pepe Le Pew hat, slinging dick and giving out ice cubes up here in Burbank.
I am really fucked up right now.
You know what? Lay down. Take a nap. We'll take it from here. If the fucking sound goes off, that's what Tweeb is here for.
Joey, you know what me and Ari call this couch right here? The podcasting couch.
Oh, please. He's the fucking king, Red Man. Look
brings him over.
Look at him. He's getting Nigel run now because he knows Taylor Vicks is listening. He's getting
interviews him.
He knows Taylor Vicks.
Hey, speaking of Taylor Vicks,
putting
check
the fucking
out.
Maluk on you and shit.
Hey, people,
have you seen this? We did a podcast the other day, the Naughty Show podcast with Nikki Benz, who's the Penthouse Pet of 2011. And look, she signed it for me, and then inside she wrote something really nice, Joey. You got to see it.
You're going to like this, Coco.
Where is it? It's somewhere in here.
Coming up on the first fight, everybody.
What'd she write, though? Look at you. Look at Red Man. Women come over here, bring a penthouse, and sign it for the bitch. I can't see without my glasses. I'm an old man. I got my glasses on, but fuck it. You read it.
To Red Man, stroke that shit. Let me know when the chocolate room will be finished. Love, Nikki Benz.
What's the chocolate room?
Oh, you have to listen to the podcast to find out. Shit.
This is what I'm talking about.
I think that's the room where he fucks people in the ass.
Listen, Red Man is going to have... He's going to be the first guy to have 3 penthouse pet of the years. That's how he does.
You got
to
hear him.
Some people have this. Some people have 40-40. Some people break the record. Some people do steroids. Red Ben's going to have 2010, 2011, and he might even dig deep and bump into 2009 at the bar somewhere and give her a stabbing out of respect. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love him. Look, he giggles.
Oh, okay.
Look at this guy with the gas mask. Where was that mask when I was farting up a storm up there on the fucking penthouse? If you would have had one of those, you would have been happier than shit. What oh shit, ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Tripoli.
Hi.
Direct from
ladies
a wedding.
Gentlemen.
Oh shit.
How's it going?
What's
Sam Tripoli.
Everything all right?
Fresh from a wedding.
Look at
him. Boom.
Tripoli got the same haircut as Michael Bisping. Look at him.
He does.
Smoking. Oh. Get back, cocksucker.
Greatest of all time.
What's going on here?
You're step over the rope, Sam.
You're trying to choke me to
just
death.
Just like you're getting into the ring.
You got
don't
this
split
fucking wire around my neck. I got sleep apnea all over again now. Look at this shit.
How are we supposed to compete?
I'm over here choking at death at this fucking guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the
Sammy
podcast.
Sammy Tripp's in the house. One of my brothers here in action and shit.
Honor to be here.
The
from
last
the
of the real
show.
Fucking Armenians. The last of the real Armenians.
Straight from a wedding.
Love him. Was Sam an Armenian Tripoli. Wedding or one of these boring ass white weddings?
There's like, a Hebrew wedding.
Where they have like cake and fucking fish and shit. Get the fuck out of here. You gotta sign a card. What do I want? Chicken or steak? A week in advance? I don't know what the fuck I want, cocksucker. You go to an Armenian wedding, they got everything there, right or wrong. You eat what the fuck you want. Oranges, bananas.
And if we don't have it, we'll hunt it down for you.
Yeah, the fuck out of here.
Did you
fill out the card? What card?
I had to leave because I'd already hit on and been turned down by every girl there.
Wow. Really? It was a Jewish wedding, too? Because Jews are taking candy from a baby, buddy.
Doug, next time you call me at a Jew wedding, you know what I'm saying? Because they usually have an envelope somewhere. I got a bag full of envelopes. But in these days, people give check cash and fucking gift cards. It's tough to compete in the old days. Cash is cash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It goes right from there to the drug dealer's house. One-stop shopping. Now I got to go see Pedro and get 80 cents on the dollar. Fuck you.
I used to love crashing weddings, dude. That was just eating for free.
Oh, I've crashed a few weddings. Eat and drink. Just open bar. Just get fucking hammered. Start acting like you know everybody. You don't know anybody.
Any good fights so far?
This is first one, buddy. Time. Perfect
timing. The timing of a saint.
Have you gone on the internet to see who wins anything yet?
No, this is direct. No. This is Sunday now.
Don't.
I wouldn't do it.
Come on, don't start this. Did you do that, though?
No, I
haven't. No. This is Sunday now.
No, my phone's dead. I've been at a wedding.
Right.
There's Buffer. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Look, even Buff got a suntan. Everybody got a fucking
suntan
on
that TV. It's like they got off the plane and got zapped.
It has to be this TV. This TV's one of those cheap-ass, shitty TVs when... You know, you get like at Best Buy for $300.
Yeah, this kills my television.
Claw machines.
This guy killed. Oh, dude, he started out tribal gay and then he went with just like some weird kind of. What is that?
It's an Ed Hardy tattoo.
Was that a Green Day cover right there? Looks like the cover of some Green Day.
Tattooed by Ed Hardy. He didn't want the shirts. He's like, fuck it, but I will take the Ed Hardy tattoo.
Yeah, he went all in on Ed Hardy tattoo.
He's actually got a bedazzled tattoo somehow.
Where is Taylor Vixen, cocksucker? That's what I want. The fuck do I care, motherfuckers?
He had another blackout cast last night.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, he had some victim up here. I'm telling you, any day now I'm going to see him on A&E on Scared Straight.
I was black guys
yelling at Brian and shit.
Well, how'd it go? Were laws broken?
Dude, it was a wild one.
Three black guys.
I was at home, watching TV.
I still got it.
Everybody, like all the Death Squad fans, like Monkey Todd, everybody starts tweeting me, dude, you got a Red Band's in deep shit right now. It's like this crazy chick.
Why? What is she doing?
Going nuts.
No,
going
she was
nuts.
Like crazy. She was just very punk rock, you know?
So she likes violence.
She threatened your life. She told you she was going to kill you repeatedly. She said she was going to fuck you in the ass.
She was drinking. This guy didn't feed her, wouldn't give him no cigarettes. He holds a victim. He doesn't even give him a fucking slap. Then he kept saying, take another shot, I'll give you a pizza.
Yeah.
He's like the guy in fucking Silence of the Lambs and shit. Next thing you know, he's coming in here with a bucket. Rub the cream on your titties.
It puts a pizza in the basket.
Put a pizza in the basket. Crazy motherfucker.
What's that movie, My Cousin Vito? It's like he's the lawyer over here. It's like you're legal.
Yeah. Yeah, My Cousin Vinny.
God bless you.
Thanks, buddy. I'm feeling.
You're looking good. You're looking good.
Suit slim, brother.
You're looking good.
Sure, looking good there. Sam.
Thanks, buddy.
Going to do a drunk out cast. Black. Oh wait, the fight's on.
Oh shit!
Already rocked. Already rocked.
Go,
Ed Hardy in trouble.
Pick him up. Throw. Bite him.
I want him to lose just for his tattoo.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time. Anybody with a tramp stamp automatically loses.
Yeah, automatically
loses. Already takes the mount. Amari Walker, you got your wish. Sam Tripoli just sat down.
Hey, do you know a lot of fighters use Viagra before a fight?
Stop. Yeah.
No, I heard you talking about that on the podcast the other day with Boss Rukin.
That one guy on the top, I bet, has Viagra right now. Look at him.
Why does he do that?
Because it helps you.
Get your erection? How does that help you in a fight?
You know, I wasn't paying attention. I just remember that.
Random half facts by
Jay. What was the reasoning? Do you remember?
The reasoning was it does something with
some things and stuff.
Yeah, it does something with your blood and your blood flow.
Tap.
Are you ready?
That was
so you guys know it. You judge the man by his tattoo, but you fucking read it. If you
was Mark Hatchell doing
more time in the gym, less time in the tattoo parlor.
Oh yeah, dude, Ed Hardy. What did you do? You've got a Ed Hardy tattoo. You're done.
Janie Roberts, good. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your Silver fan. I understand.
Oh man,
aren't you English?
Why are you loving
a German? Aren't you English?
Never been to Australia?
I never been nowhere. I got no passport. I came from Cuba and stayed here. They locked me the fuck in.
Well, we're happy you got here, bro.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
We're happy.
Whatever
you
want to go. Once you get here, I just want to stay here.
Yeah, dude. We don't want you to go anywhere, brother.
No. I don't want to go nowhere either.
No.
Hey, Red Band, people want us to do a time check so they can sync up.
Okay. Time check. What's that mean?
It was your sound effect.
All right, so right now I guess they're showing a replay of a fight. I don't know what to do.
They're showing the replay of the first fight.
And he's tapping right now.
Just tapped.
And now
arms are in the air.
Now
showing
it again.
Slow motion of the
dry hump. Tap. Dry hump.
Tap. Right there's
the tap. Ref steps in.
Yep. Here, we'll even do it.
Arms in the air.
Boost mobile. Eyes. Got this glaring eyes and sadness.
Rubbing
and look
his
of,
eyes.
You know,
he won.
Look
he's
happiness.
The winner.
Green hat on backwards.
Sad. Yeah, green hat on back.
Yeah.
Sad. Shaking his nose.
Didn't work out the way he thought
guy,
it was going to.
Head rush. Aussie. Look at the guy in the back. He's winning. Arm up in the air. Both arms. Time check.
Crowd shot.
Look at the Nazi that was reffing. That guy is full on Nazi.
So hopefully that helped. Rogan's talking right now.
Whoa, Rogan is red.
See,
Everybody they did not like bring suntan lotion, did they?
No, they just got off a plane and got zapped.
Hilarious.
So when the next fight starts, we'll give you the official time check on
Rogan
that.
Rogan looks like an Asian 8 beers in, doesn't he?
Damn. That's they just get fucking red. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Sea Hang after fucking
that's
16 two shots
hours
of Jägermeister.
On a fucking plane. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys on Twitter, is Rogan that red on your TVs also, or is this just that TV? Is he...
No, because those guys don't look red there, buddy.
Maybe they're powder white. Maybe they're really white and Rogan's, you know?
Yeah. Or maybe Rogan's just got a lot of chocolate butter on. No.
Chocolate butter. I love how the loser's staying in there like they're going to interview him, too.
You know how hard that must be after you get choked out to stand there like a fucking mook? Yeah. All you want to do is run back to your thing and slit your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to get on a plane and fly back.
With
a
black eye. With a fucking black eye and a missing tooth. And no, how did you do? How the fuck do you think I did?
Yeah, how does it look like I did?
Dude, I remember when James Palmer tattoo. Got his ass kicked, and then I saw him at the Palms waiting in line to go into the club. So you don't even get walked in.
How embarrassing is that? How much does that suck? Up to you and shit. You're sitting there with a black eye.
Yeah, at the Palms especially.
I just sit at home with a thing of makeup. Fuck it. And room service. I ain't going out when I got humiliated for.
Just go in your room.
What's that arena at the Palms called? The Pearl?
Yeah.
At the Pearl, when you leave there, you actually have to go through the casino. So, like, all the fighters, when I went to that fight, they're all, like, coming through. Some of them are still in, like, their gis and stuff, like, black eyes. Everyone's like, sorry, dude.
Nobody's wearing gis.
Yeah, the fucking, yeah, absolutely.
Who's wearing geese?
The guy
that's
on
the wore some geese and stuff.
Yeah, the guy that was on that, the Asian dude that was on The Last Ultimate Fighter was.
Look at Red Band sweating out that fucking Yamaguchi juice he was drinking last night.
Yamaguchi.
Whatever that shit is.
Sam, have you ever had a Baron Jaeger before?
No, what is that?
It's like Jägermeister, but instead of licorice, it's like honey.
Let me smell it. Did you drink it out of the bottle like a Puerto Rican? Yeah.
No. I was like, man.
How much is that bottle there?
Like $36.
How strong is it?
It's pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Stronger than
Jaeger, yeah.
No, it's stronger than Jaeger.
36 for this bottle.
Nam fan. Thank you, T-Man. Nam fan was rocking his game.
Of course, T-Man.
It's good on the throat. The honey.
T-Man knows everything.
He's like the Asian Wikipedia.
T-Man was killing me last night. So I turned on his drunk pot because everyone's like, dude, your boy's in deep shit. So I was home because I was fucking,
taste. He's got
you know,
this
tired from the naughty show and shit. I just stayed in last night. So I turned it on, bro. She's sitting here and he's sitting here. She's like, I gotta go take a shit or something. She stands up, stumbles, knocks over all the mic stands. I turn it on at the end when they're drunk as fuck. And Red Band's like here and he goes, so what have I learned tonight?
This is going to be a hell of a fight, dude.
Triple, I got to ask you something. I know you're from 607. I know you love
607.
226, Portland, Jones. New York.
I know you love John Jones, the truth. You see John Jones bit-smacking fucking Shogun Rua. What do you really, really see?
I'm nervous, dude.
I'm talking about if you had to go bet $5,000 of your hard-earned dollars.
I would put it on Jones.
What really?
If I had to.
Think about what the fuck we're talking about here, Pete. $5,000. I give you 5 G's.
Why? I mean, like, he's a great fighter,
I've been
but
thinking about it more and more.
What do you think? Dude, I just...
Shogun didn't get to where he get by... He's just going to get...
John Jones is Jones. My favorite fighter, but I don't like his striking yet.
Delicious.
Let me try
Salute
that.
To all you motherfuckers. Yeah, thank you.
Coco. All you
Red
motherfuckers.
Red to you. Little liqueur never killed nobody. You know That's me, right. dog.
Here we go, dude. Ugly versus more ugly.
Yeah, I like Lytle in this fight.
I'm going to take Brian Callen on this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely
Especially from
like
the eyebrows
up.
Up.
Brian Callen.
From the eyebrows
like
up,
Brian
it's a dead ringer.
I think went on the road with Maj Jobrani for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
On the mid-Western tour.
That looks like Brian Callen.
It does. It sure does. Especially, like, eyebrows up.
Eyebrows up.
Coco, who do you like in this fight, buddy?
I got to go with my man, Chris Lytle.
Yeah,
I always respect 46 fights.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go with him, too.
But Ebersol came in on a 2-week fucking notice, so this is one of those fights that, you know, you got to give them both a lot of respect. Salute to all you guys, the Armenians, the Tweebs, and the motherfucking Red Bands. Plus a toast to the Chicklet Drunk Cast.
So, how did the drunk cast end? Was it positive? Did you kick her out?
No, she ran to the bathroom near the end of it, and then she threw up, I believe. She doesn't remember.
She threw up cum.
No, she threw up, and then she passed out in the bathroom for a while, and then...
You fucked her?
No. And then I was just like, finished the podcast. I was like, you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm like, all right. And then I laid down and passed out. I just passed out. Then I woke up like 3 hours later.
So
and
this
is
a 4-hour podcast?
No. I ended the podcast. Oh. And then she was passed out in here on the couch.
This fucking honey liqueur's got some wang to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit you dip your honey, your hot wings in when you go to fucking.
So where'd you get this turned on to this? You're a real fucking executioner.
I love,
you know that?
I love Baron Jaeger. It's one of my favorite liqueurs.
That's when you got the ladies.
Tawaka. Mmm. Tawaka.
Now what gets you more fucked up? Tawaka or this shit?
Oh, that shit, man. That shit's fucking.
This one? Honey
liqueur? Yeah. I mean, that shit fucked me up. I'm hurting right now. I feel like I'm it's like got some dying. Wang.
What is this guy walking out in?
Dude, they've all. The last guy came out in a gas mask. And then he got tapped, yeah, and he tapped Halloween out and fucking tonight, like.
Must be Halloween tonight down there. That's the kind of mask.
It must be Halloween.
Yeah, it's Australian Halloween.
This guy's
right
short
now.
Bus. What's his name? The short bus fighter?
We've got a couple.
That's the kind
of
shit you wear when you date Shayma Tash for a couple months. You gotta wear one of those.
Dude, she's married now.
She's married for the 8th time again. That's my girl. I love Shayma.
Yeah, you love do. You,
she's over for Carrot Top.
Always a fucking story, dog. Always a story with Shayma Tash. That's why I love it.
Did you see that guy's from Laporte?
Which
if
one?
You're in Vegas. Look up Shayma
Tash. This guy right here? No way.
She's opening. Who's she opening up for, Tramp?
You want to sit down?
Carrot Top.
Always a fucking hysterical story with Shayma Tash.
Wait a minute. His hair chest is shaded into an arrow.
Yeah.
Is this always his move?
I automatically root against
him.
He's
pointing where you should punch and kick.
What are you going to do? Some people into that shit.
I don't want to find. I don't want.
Arrow. He must
personalized
be
chest hair.
Fucking Pocahontas. Look at the Asian woman. Oh, that's BJ Penn's mom. Sister. It is. Remember, we know they sit behind us.
What's that face he's making?
They sit behind us.
That's Brian Callen's.
BJ Penn's mom is very cute, man.
Oh yeah,
very nice.
I love BJ.
The whole family comes out. Very nice family, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
Very nice.
They have like family brothers and sisters. They have a big family.
Hawaii.
What's that, brother?
They're the richest family in Hawaii.
Really?
Yep.
It's because there's 40 of them.
No, but they
like the see right there.
They're like the Kardashians of Hawaii.
And they all wear the same T-shirts, so you can see the whole family. See
over there in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard, shout out to you. Thanks for watching the podcast. Todd Rodriguez wants to say mad love to Joey Diaz. Says he's a big fan of yours.
Todd, some love over there.
Always the best of the best. Joey Diaz.
Unbelievable, this honey liqueur. This thing will take you to the fucking bank.
Yeah, seriously.
I want to do a shot of it when you're done sipping it.
Yeah, they gotta sip it, dog. This is.
No,
if you do a shot of this shit, you'll die.
Hey, no, I did that whole bottle.
I know, because you're a fucking savage. Now you're holding on to your
kidney. In an hour.
You're holding on to your kidney like you got a fart and shit over there.
Hey,
Triple,
Red Band.
One shot of, you're a gentleman, Triple. You got a nice white shirt on. You can't.
Red Band.
You look sharp. This ain't no college bar in 607.
I wanted to class this thing up. You know what I'm saying?
This
bring
ain't
a little
no
class
college
to
bar
it.
In 607. You're the last of the last.
I was going to wear my my suit jacket, too, but I thought I'd lose a little street cred.
If you're lucky, after this performance with your shirt on, TK whatever, or
TK Carter.
He'll invite no the other one. What's the
the blonde guy who runs the heavy hitters of
the gentleman of comedy with the white shirt? They're all drinking. He is two good friends. We'll put you on the tour.
Is that the song?
Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must be something more, but how? But tonight,
let it be low and brown.
You are such a legend, dude. I'm honored to be here.
What was the other song from? We were kids. When we were kids, well, Triple, I'm 10 years older than you.
When I was a kid,
the Mets had a commercial.
The Mets?
In between the Mets, they'd have a commercial, and they go, "Rookie, get up there." And the guy would have to get on top of a keg and sing the Rango song. And at the end, all the guys would be singing and crying and shit. They were like, that's because everybody...
Did they use the real Mets for that?
No. In between the Met games. Okay. What is it with all the fucking questions now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Everybody's investigating. Who's doing that to me last night? Something was just asking me, investigating.
It's the year of the fucking question. It's the year of the rabbit, bitch.
You can tell he's putting more into his career because he's getting more tattoos. You're really dedicated when you got more tattoos.
This guy fucking hits hard, Triple.
Yeah, he does.
This guy hits hard.
He's a guy I like because, like, okay, maybe he might not necessarily fight for a title, but he's always going to bring a fight.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah, he'll fight you.
And I'm fine with that. Sometimes UFC gets rid of those guys because they won't fight for a title, but I like those guys.
Those are the guys that make up the meat.
The guys you got, you got to get through them
you
to get to
see,
the title
you
shot.
You can just tell this guy's scary. If you bumped into him at like Bonnie's Beanery, like if he heckled you
and you stepped on his shoe or something,
shut the fuck up. He might knock your fucking eyebrow off your face. You know
after he got on the Ultimate Fighter, he was able to quit his job as a fireman because he's doing that and trying to.
Can you imagine that shit? I have a hard time walking around being a comedian. This guy's a fire. What about Houston Alexander? That fucking monster of a man. He's another guy.
Got six kids.
Six kids. UPS man, and you got to raise him and then lift weights to boot and stay looking like a fucking
He
savage.
Came in like a... He should have dropped the 185.
He's fighting somebody tonight.
Yeah, he's fighting James Irwin.
James Irwin.
All these guys who like kind of left the UFC for a little while.
Oh, man. Look at Brian Ebersole. See, they got him right out of Australia. He's easy. They save yeah. 20 grand.
Yeah, well, that's yeah, how they exactly do it. What they that's did. How they do it.
They just save 20 grand they on the fucking They pack them in. Ticket. What do we got here, Brian? What do we got behind me here?
That was gay porn that was running behind you.
Hey, Red Band, Mike Holman says that the Viagra increases blood flow to the muscles and decreases blood pressure, and it's the usage of the blood flow to the muscles, which is why a lot of fighters rock that shit.
I always get nervous when a guy walks in with a black eye, by the way. That's not a good sign.
It could be a good sign, though.
That's the Rich Franklin fuck up. Mm. What is that? What are you watching, a commercial over there?
No. Get out of town.
What kind of animation is that, Red Man? What is that?
It's that right there is what it was. It's from Houston, Texas. Well, it's actually originally from Japan, and then these comics from the Houston Improv
put the voices to it.
Put the voices.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's the Fukons, and that's where that Old Navy commercial.
They ripped that off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still do it?
I don't know. It was from Japan.
Oh, shit! Oh. Look at the Australian with some capoeira moves.
Oh, yeah,
it's
dude.
2011. My boy's busting out fucking hip-hop moves.
Dude, we haven't seen Drunk Monkey Style since fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Since Red Band's last podcast last night. Here's Drunk
Monkey right here. Look at Chris Lytle's going to start fucking punching him in a second here.
Australians are tough motherfuckers, man.
They are tough motherfuckers.
Look at him. He's pushing him and shit. Look at him. He's like, come on.
Look, he's being weird with him.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes that unorthodox shit can really...
You know why they're crazy, dude? They're cool as shit. They party because they have no ozone. They're closer to the sun and shit. They just get gamma radiation.
Oh, what's shit. This shit. Look at him. He's fucking with him and everything. Chris Lytle's going to fucking punch him a couple times in that target right
now. Anybody
in his
that shaves his chest hair...
And if I put the arrow, I'll put the arrow pointed the other way to let him know balls is the way the home is. What the fuck is this arrow pointing at your head, you fucking mook?
I think the arrow is like his dick's way of saying, I'm with stupid.
I'm with stupid.
That old shirt.
Look at him. Oh, shit. And he's got like white makeup on his face. What the fuck is going on here?
He's like Kabuki. He's like Kabuki fighting.
He's wearing his swimming trunks. He doesn't even have fight trunks on.
Boom. There you go.
I was expecting a knee there.
Get him, Chris Lytle, cocksucker.
It's like if Brock Lesnar.
Let me tell you something. That honey liquor fucked me up. I can't drink alcohol. Shit fucked me up like a fucking lawn.
Where you been gigging lately, dude?
You know me, dog. I'm in the slums. I'm in Chinese coffee houses. I'm anywhere where the fucking industry ain't. I'm anywhere where nobody can't see me. That's me.
They turn on a mic. That's Diaz right
there. I do comedy for blind people. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking cocksucker.
I do. I ain't got time for that shit. I'm going to go to the store and walk around and take orders from Caparula. I'll fucking strangle him.
Right. Oh, dude, he sleep walked time.
Right into that.
Sleep yeah. time.
He's got that under. That's good. He's got that deep.
The his neck's going to pop off.
Dude, that is a wouldn't deep, that be great, deep though? Choke.
Broken neck.
No, wouldn't dude, that be he's broke? Got, he's that got be that deep. That his face is perfect. His face
He looks like Joe Rogan.
He looks like Joe Rogan. Balloons.
Ah, balloons.
Balloons. Look at him. Break his fucking neck once and for all, cocksucker. Take it. Grab it. Bite him in the armpit, you fuck. Grab him.
Wow.
Grab him, Chris Lytle. Now you got with another arm. Now you start with another arm. Now he can't even breathe. Now you're on top. Punch
him. Kidney punch. Kidney punch.
Kidney punch him. Now he knows what Brian feels like after 20 of these honey fucking liqueurs. Dirty cocksucker.
This guy's got to up his sponsorship game. He's got like one sponsor.
He's a new guy. He just can't. He got us 1 week he's been out. What do you want to have?
He didn't stand for a week?
He's out there passing out flyers like...
His face like, is fucking...
Is this a bringer fight?
Yeah, this is a bringer fight right here.
Every people under 10... You got to bring 10 people or more. You
he's
owe 10
out, he's
bucks.
Out there passing out flyers like Josh Mesa. You know what I'm saying?
Josh Mesa.
The fuck? Look at him. He's red. The other guy's red. This is a nightmare doing this shit for a living. It really
yeah,
is.
Dude.
It
like, really what's is. The hope? Open your own dojo?
I'd rather fucking bomb in Montana. This is tough, guys. This is really tough. We get pissed off. We're broke. This and this. Can you imagine getting choked for 10 fucking minutes?
I can't believe this shit.
Ask Red Band. I think it happened to him last night.
Oh, shit. Look at him. He's still choking him.
Oh,
he's still
now
choking
it's
him.
Sleep time.
Come on.
He's still choking
he's got that under.
You can't choke somebody that much. That's
he's
just
still
rude.
Choking him. That's just bad for your neck.
I know.
They just choke him out.
Joe Weber, Ryan Fox, shout out to you. T-Man, Ari is in Australia at the fight.
Yep.
Ask him where Ari is.
They played the Laugh Garage, I think, today.
T-Ali-Boz, my man.
How much of a time difference is it from Australia right now?
It's like, another fucking day. Like it's Sunday there. Yeah, it's Sunday, dog. It's Sunday. People coming home from church right now.
Nobody goes to church out there.
People fighting and juggling.
There's no religious like oppression out there. It's great.
I thought it was like New Zealand, too, that had the earthquake with the Catholic people.
Yeah, that was New Zealand.
God, he's still choking them.
He's still choking.
Still choking. This is like 3-8 minutes of choking.
After this, you got to go to the dentist. You got to go to the doctor. Everything hurts. You got to go to the fucking ear hurts. Everything hurts. Your foot. Look at him. Now he's got to smell the guy's balls. That's the worst thing about this whole UFC right there.
The teabag has
right
to
there, right there. That's move, a nightmare. Yeah. Well, it depends.
Who needs that?
Like, if I got my balls in somebody's face, I won.
Lights out, yeah.
Your balls.
I won. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fucking won.
When you drop the apron.
Look at him. He's headbutting him and everything. He's taking the shoulders.
Oh, my
God. This is old school here. How much time left?
Red Band, is this what it looked like
last
night?
Dude, he's doing a great
job.
He's doing way better against Lytle than I thought. Dude, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy, though. Oh, look at Chris Lytle. He's like, where the fuck did Dana get this? This guy was supposed to be a fucking tomato.
Bottom line,
fan.
Don't lose a fight to a guy with an arrow shaved into his chest.
Oh, shit. We got ourselves a fight here.
Lytle bleeds like a 13-year-old virgin.
Terry Clark!
Josh J. Berg, of course, you can get a shout-out.
Where you at?
Canada watching.
I want to give a shout-out to all my people on Twitch that are fucking crazy. That show me love on there. I love you. I love you. I need you. I want you, Red Banny, the drunk chick, and it's you, Sam Triple E.
Oh, I'm so blessed.
I love it tonight here in Burbank with my friends at the Drunk Podcast, UFC from Australia.
That was so great, dude. And I know how people felt when they watched the Rat Pack.
I love it.
Just deep shit.
This is some great fucking music there.
Look at Brian Callen isn't even looked hurt.
No, his neck looks fine. He's like,
he's crazy.
Hey,
he's
guys, like, I'm ready to go again. Let's go. Hey, let's fight.
Why do I feel that's not what his voice sounds like in some weird way?
He's fucking attacking.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
Look at my arrow. Point me up here.
Hey, Bisping Rivera, if you had $1,000, who would you put it on? You had to put money on it.
I want Rivera.
Who would you put it on? You had to.
Probably Brisbane. He just can't beat elite guys. He mops the floor with
Jorge. Jorge can throw some leather, though.
I hope he knocks him out. I can't wait to see fucking Brisbane in the shark fights.
What do you think about that fight, Joey?
What's that, brother?
Bisping and
versus the Puerto Rican.
That could be a.
You had to bet $1,000. Where would you go?
I put it in my pocket and fucking get the hell out of there. You know what I'm saying? Go over and give Sam Tripoli $1. Or
thanks, man. Wow. Hook me up with $1.
We go up to Porto's with the rest of fucking knock those motherfuckers out. Sammy Tripoli, always great.
That's
to
how
see
I do
you.
It, dude. It's always an honor to run with the legend.
You're a good man. Who's still around? Where's Aaron Kate? Are you around?
He's around.
Kate is around. I just
he's
saw him.
On, he's doing Arabs Gone Wild tour.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
And who's on the tour?
I don't even know. Ahmed Ahmed's doing the a revolution tour. He's going to every country that's revolting right now.
Everywhere he goes, they shut the internet down and start fucking throwing.
He can't
sticks.
Fucking get people to the show.
And then Maz Jobrani is like doing House of Blues now.
He's at Pasadena tonight, I think, right?
Well, he's doing a House of Blues in San Diego.
You got a King's Crossing.
He's such a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad.
Who's that?
Maz Jobrani.
Oh, I love Maz Jobrani. So nice.
Maz Jobrani. Jobrani Maz. Maz Jobrani. Hey!
You did a remix on that.
You always got a remix.
I respect. I didn't see that one coming.
It's 2:11. You know what I'm saying? You got to hit him hard.
You have your phone on you, Redman?
Don't be calling people. Turn
yeah,
it off right
now. I do, Jay.
Take your
I'm going to forward
off.
You something I don't want to say out loud.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Secret information.
Bam.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Did this guy just... What, dude, is his neck bleeding?
Somebody's bleeding.
Bleeding. He's got...
It's Lytle's got a couple of cuts on his face.
Dude, you're getting really good with the sound effects, man.
Oh, thank you.
In about 2 weeks, it's going to be like a morning zoo in here.
I know. What? Fart noises and stuff.
Where's Taylor Vixen, dog? You told me she's gonna be here, and now she's not here and shit. You fucked up, Brian.
What are you doing?
Did she come get her stuff yet?
What?
Did she come get her stuff yet?
I don't talk to her anymore,
stop
guys.
Stop it, you fucking...
I don't.
I see... Stop it. Don't be bullshitting me, dog.
I don't. You're why are you torturing me? You know that's not true.
He's moving on to others.
Everybody liked your song, Joey. You're big popular for the scene.
Where's
here.
Fucking Taylor Vixen? Now fuck you with the song. I don't want no nothing. I don't want no pizza. Oh, shit! Look at the Australian fucking
he's
him up.
He's laying it on him.
Oh, look at that. He's
oh,
doing
my
some
God.
Neck
oh,
rig.
My God. Fucking Chris Lytle's getting beat up by the fucking filling. This is the kind of guy.
Oh, I mean, oh, Gator Roll. Gator
see
Roll.
More to you. No, no meat, no more, nigga. Feel the rush. Dangerous. The more weed smoke I crush, the more dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
That's the closest I'll ever get to Biggie Smalls. That is the closest.
I fucked it up completely.
But
I
it was
smoked
great,
too much
though.
Dope. Look at this
great.
Shit.
Look I at can't believe
shit.
How Lytle's getting worked.
Hey, I can't, dude. They're Australians.
This is like a real
they're
Rocky
crazy.
Balboa story.
And you know,
story.
When you spend time preparing for another fighter, then they switch fighters on you. That's never
this
to
your
advantage.
This guy was making pizzas on Monday. Dana White called him and shit. Next thing you know, there he is in the main stage. You think he was worried about cardio and
he's
jumping
like, ready,
jacks? Look at him. I'm running through a fucking cave with a snorkel
oh,
on.
Oh, there's Rogan.
He's like, you ready to fight tomorrow? He's like, yeah, let me just shave an arrow into my chest and let's go.
Oh, shit. We're
oh,
blessed.
My
oh,
shit.
Shit. Hangover just one and two.
Bro,
God, look at this shit.
Real.
This is when you know shit's cracking here tonight.
Enjoyable.
Oh, shit.
Shit just got real.
Shit just Steven. Got real
here
like a motherfucker.
Go.
Celebrities in the
I
house.
I would love, I feel like chocolate. I feel
bam!
Like
look at this. Oh, my goodness. I where think do I this sit? Guy does kettlebells right. With Brody.
Sit.
Brody right. Is me, Fred. I'm going to switch my handle.
Why? Why don't you just do Brody Stevens?
And once
Stevens,
again, he's
Brody
hitting him.
Stevens.
He's hitting him with that shoulder. Oh, look. Lytle's face
oh
is fucked up. I
can
I
check my email?
I would have.
Brody Stevens looking bad in the
I would have lost money on this fight, I'd say
why
that.
Why are you mad at me? Why are you giving me those looks? You know I love you. I love you.
I'm positive energy.
You're always positive
you.
Energy.
Brody,
happy
to
how
see
are you,
this motherfucker.
Good to see you, man.
Brody and I went up in front of a fucking completely...
I saw Brody tweeted that last night.
Tired
it
crowd.
Just, it was just dead.
Oh, they're my
just,
God.
It's just been done.
If you bet the Australian tonight and took the wood, you're a fucking champion.
Yeah.
You could be.
No,
I love how Anderson Silva's in Chris Lyle's corner. That's fucking great.
That's not him. That's the guy from Mission Impossible.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Guy, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, caller.
There's my man right there.
Yes.
Brody Stevens.
What? Enjoy.
Fresh from Gig Harbor on the Pat Wilson tour.
Can we talk? Yeah. Can we talk about the Seattle comedy scene?
That was
and
a,
how, sure. How it's like the UFC? Is there any comparisons? Brutal, violent, killer
violent.
Being killed.
I've seen fights down at the old Comedy Underground. Al Fox losing his cool.
What about your boy doing porn now? Is he still doing porn?
How Tana? Is Al Fox doing?
Tana did a couple porns.
What does he do now? Teach children? Is he a teacher?
He is doing construction out in Arizona. But these days, you can do porn and come back in now. The rules are different now.
Oh, okay, you go get a civilian's job?
No, I'm saying, like, being in a porn, like, I would say maybe 10, 15 years ago was, like, a death sentence in terms of, like, regular show business. But now you can almost do porn and be a guy and still get back in and have a legitimate...
Oh, shit!
What
he
happened?
He did the Capoeira move again!
Yeah,
this motherfucker, this guy's like Brody Stevens.
British.
That's what we should call this guy, Brody Stevens.
Which
he's
guy?
Relentless.
The guy with the arrow shaved into his
the
chest.
The guy with the black shorts on. He don't give a fuck.
Is this a main event?
No, not even close.
No. Do you even know who they are? No.
Look at him. He's going for it.
It's Jason Stratham.
Yeah, we called him Brian Callen.
And David Beckham.
Brody Stevens.
There's Bruce
Brody
Buffer.
Brody Stevens. Brody.
Can I ask a
Brody.
Question?
Yes.
What's up, beautiful?
Is this a live show on YouTube?
Yes.
Live.
Bro. Live.
We're doing our thing right now.
And the audio's perfect.
Yeah,
I can't worry about that stuff. I always do, and it gets me in trouble.
Go, Roger Golden.
Dude, just be you.
Just be the best Brody you can be.
What are you worried about? You were in Hangover 1 and 2. What do you got to worry about?
What do you got to worry about?
Due date on DVD.
I was telling him about that last night. It's like, dude, you're so funny.
I don't have money. I don't have money.
Doesn't mean about the money. It's what you're doing, dog. It's what you're doing.
Nobody's
what
got
is Al Fox doing? He's playing the fucking drums in the fucking wedding band right now.
You mean he might be happy?
You're down here.
I'd love to play drums in a wedding
Hangover
band.
Hangover 1 and 2, ladies and
nobody
gentlemen.
Recognizes me.
Well, what do you mean? Well, you remind them
a little
times.
Bit. A little bit. Why
you don't
not?
You want people to recognize
give me a little bit of that.
Nothing. No. You just
why?
Because because you want to surprise him. It's the element of surprise.
Then let me play drums at a wedding band.
What the fuck?
Who's holding you back?
You're missing the point, Brody. You're one of the nobody's holding you back. Out there. Relax.
All right, I'm relaxed. I just feel like some. Through, you know feel like cookies.
Hangover 1 and 2, the biggest films of the year.
Ask Red Band's got cookies. You got
back
cookies,
to back,
dude?
To back.
Brody wants cookies.
There's pizza rumors, Brody.
I just went to. Oh, see?
Subway.
Oh, nice.
Hook me up with a piece.
Here.
What am I, a fucking mirage? Yeah, I'm sitting here for 2 hours like patients on a monument. I get nothing. Look at this shit.
Here.
I'm watching Chris Lytle get thrown a while in Australia.
Lytle.
Oh geez, what happened?
I think that's a camera. He has to win this.
Thank you. I needed that.
He can't even win this fight. He has to win the fight in this round. If he just wins this round, he still loses the fight.
Oh, dude, he's getting mounted. I sense butt fucking. I'm going to keep it clean because Brody's in. I know he likes to work clean, so I'm going to keep it clean.
I like how you sense butt fucking and then follow that up with I'm going to keep it clean.
I'm going to start working clean now because Brody's in.
Bye, Brody.
You can be dirty.
Bye, Brody. Little something for the Spanish people here.
We get gay marriage, and we get insurance.
Aquí presentaron la cámara de Red Band aquí. Uh-huh. Los tipos estos fajándose. Mira, estoy con el Jason Teams. Estoy con el Sam Tripoli. Estoy con Brody Stevens. Dude, estoy con la casa Red Band aquí. El día 26 de febrero.
Steven, Brody.
Coño, tremendo piñazo. Mira esto como lo ataca así.
Sherman.
What's that? Where you going, though?
Move to go smoke a cigarette. And Brody, have him.
Well, after this fight, you can't go moving nowhere. It's a
let me get to the end of this fight.
I'm over here doing the broadcast in Spanish because that's how we roll here. You know what I'm saying?
We're bilingual, brother.
We're bilingual. You know Armenian, so drop some Armenian. I'm at the same time to confuse these motherfuckers.
Brody,
after they listen to this shit, they think they're at the fucking UN. You understand?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Brody, hit him with the Israeli the shit.
You got it. Yes, protective of my cities. It's real.
Brody Stevens looking yoked like a motherfucker.
I've been working out. Kettlebells.
Look at
kettlebells.
You
Brody,
and Chris Lytle.
5%. I'm going to call you from now on. 5%. 5% body fat. That's
he's
where you're at.
He's no, I'm probably more than that.
He's
but
about
I need
six
a diet.
And a half. He's
give
about
me a
six
number.
A
I'll call
he's
you that.
Good.
That's your new nickname.
He's 12%. As fucking
12%,
man.
Brother. Oh, look at him. He's talking time.
Oh, he really does have an arrow shape in his chest.
Yeah. Dude, this kid's crazy.
Is that like a homage to Brock Lesnar?
Yes. No. Maybe. Good point.
We think it's a... Oh!
Oh, cauliflower ear.
He's just giving him a nice bitch slap.
Did you see that? He just totally slapped him.
Brody, a lot of people on Twitter happy that you just sat down.
Everybody loves the bro.
This is a tremendous fucking podcast. People got to pay for shit like this.
Yeah.
And they're getting it for free on a Saturday night. You understand me?
Yeah, you can't get this on
Red Band. Brody Stevens, Hangover 1, 2... Due date.
Out in DVD last
out
Tuesday.
DVD last
Blu-ray,
Tuesday.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Justin Teams in the house. Sam Tripoli.
Blu-ray looks a lot better than DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it look like cartoons almost? Like animation?
46 seconds left. This is embarrassing.
Dude, Lytle, going down.
Where is this fight taking place?
Australia.
In Australia.
Oh, really?
On the other side of the world.
So it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah. There,
we're time traveling right now.
Is Ari there?
Yes,
Ari is there.
Ari and his 1 foot ball.
Yeah. He should be there. Yeah, he was supposed to do like Twitch from there. He was supposed to send something to Brian, but I don't know what happened.
Is he coming right back after the fight?
Yeah. No, he's going to stay on there for a month and shoot Crocodile Dundee 19, The Revenge of the Australians.
I could see that.
He'll be back Monday, you fuck. Where's he going to go?
So when you. Do people do that? Go to Australia for 2 days and
look
come
at his
back?
Face.
That's what they're doing.
This kid
buddy.
Won.
That Brian does look Callen like Brian Callen.
Doesn't it look like Callen?
Brian Callen won, ladies and gentlemen.
And how is that Brody, possible? He took this fight on a short notice. The guy that was supposed to fight couldn't do it. This guy's like, I'll do it. He's already in Australia.
Is he Australian?
Yeah. He just quickly shaved an arrow in his chest, showed
look
up
at
to the
Chris
fight.
Chris Lytle. Chris Lytle probably relaxed the last 2 weeks.
Chris Lytle's a known fighter.
Oh, he's
very known. And he just lost to an unknown.
And he hits very hard, known. Bro.
Is that embarrassing or does that happen?
That happens, dude. It's the fight game, brother.
This is...
Boom. Oh, my gosh, it's violent.
Oh.
Some people...
My gosh, it's fun.
Some people bomb well at Charlie O. Some people do good. You know the fucking
hey, I bombed.
Hey, do you have a charger?
What kind of charger?
Like almost that would
what's
work
up,
for a
dog?
Black
you don't
man?
Call, you don't write, cocksucker.
I did. I Twittered you. I was out in Arizona when you were in Scottsdale.
What were you
I
doing in Scottsdale?
I didn't have the computer, dog. That's why I don't.
I thought about swinging by the show.
Why don't you swing by the fucking show? Goldie was there. We were rocking and rolling down at the Comedy Spot.
Goldie was there?
Goldie came. Man. The second
you did
night,
the Comedy
was,
Spot?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Was How was that new place?
Who
Pretty
was
good.
You were the headline?
That's it. Yeah, it was great.
How was that?
It was
fun
great.
Place?
It's a fun little place, man. 100 people a night. Very nice. Very personal. You know what? All of us should be in there.
I want
to
go.
They all keep of asking me to do it.
Yeah, you got
to
do it because it's all the guys that should... You know, listen, man, we could all sit there and wait for the improvs to call us in 6 days. It ain't happening.
I don't need that.
It ain't happening. But you know what? There's a bunch of B-rooms out there that are willing to hire myself, Brody Stevens.
They will hire me?
Who would negotiate?
Hangover 1 and 2. Tuesday, bitch. Do out. Oh, shit, the Australian. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. I got to go take a pee real quick. I got to shake the Cuban Negro.
That's the way you go to commercial.
I'll move.
That's the way you go to commercial.
All right, we're back doing a little switch. We'll do a little switch music here.
Here comes some switch music, everybody. We're going to mix it up and move it around.
Switching around. Going to go pee.
Is Josh Wolf the most successful of the Seattle comics?
Are we on a break or you
want to
talk?
No, yeah,
we're... We can talk, buddy. So let me ask a question. More people...
Where's my mic?
Right there.
More people will listen to this when it's... when it airs in a couple days or when they click on it later?
This one will get a lot more live because people are watching the fight and listening to this with the fight.
Let me ask a question, Jason. How many people are listening live, if you had a guess?
350 is my guess.
Does Red Band have those numbers?
Yes. He's going to give them to us right now.
And okay, Kelly roll, Slater, please. There he is. Yes.
Drum roll, please.
I look like Kelly. He looks high.
So do you want to know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
All right, I'm going to give you three numbers, so you guess which one.
Okay,
right?
Great.
All right. 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
400.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
137.
I'm going to go with 400.
Brody?
I'll take the 137.
Instinctively, I was going to say 137.
1,000 people?
But I'm going to go with 400.
And you and Sam just won.
Yes!
Because he said 200, real, like, authoritative.
Well, my first guess was, I mean, I guessed 350, and I was close with a blind guess.
So 400 people are in there right now.
409 people.
Brody's
around
like
around the world, Brody.
Brody is me, friend. Are they all on Twitter?
Dude, this is the Chinese, dude. They're getting an MMA. We're all in trouble. Because they got nothing to do. They don't get to go to school to play kickball. It's like the minute they can walk, boom, they get thrown in the dojo, and they're fighting. He's already choked him out.
Oh, that's it? It's
he
over?
He choked him out. Holy shit.
Wait, what happened?
This is the third fight in a row where somebody immediately gets stuck
wait,
in a
that's no
a
fun. Rewind that.
We can't, they'll show live.
It. Wait, he's crying.
Yeah, well, they cry
wouldn't
sometimes.
You cry? Wait, what just happened?
He just got choked out.
Wait.
This guy, me Chinese, me play joke, me choke you right the fuck out.
Wait,
me,
what just...
Me put you
hey,
in your naked
Daniel
choke?
Hey, Stewart, how are you?
Hey, Stewart.
Me, Daniel, what? He's... Stewart. Me do choke.
Wait, how come you guys are not reacting? Okay, here it is.
Here it is. Okay, goes serious. Down right into a guillotine.
Explain that to the that's guy
a,
like me.
That's a guillotine choke. He's choking it, cutting off show? His wind. He's
with
got his legs. He's got his head right under there.
Okay.
See his head? And his arm is under, cutting off his... So he's literally putting them to sleep right there.
What's fun about that?
When the guy... nothing if you're the guy getting choked.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What's right there, right that? There, he taps. He says, I'm done.
So what's... If he didn't tap, he could have died?
He'd gone to sleep. He would have just gone right to sleep, and then his whole body just goes limp.
And then they stop the fight.
And then
still?
They stop the fight, yeah.
Is he upset?
He's upset. He's pissed that he got... that.
Because what is that? Like a, is that like a cheap move?
No, it's a guillotine choke. It's
that's
one of those. It's a very common choke. And
that's great.
To get
jiu-jitsu.
Caught in it that early, it's a little embarrassing. To get caught in that
that's
choke that early.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, just, this guy, he's going to go back to China. Where
he got humiliated
fight.
A little bit on that right there.
He's got to fight for his supper, and then he's got to go clean the Great Wall. The Great Wall. Damn,
how
Steve,
do you pronounce
you
this
been?
Guy's
did you
name?
Just get here?
Love it.
Why does everyone yell so much?
Oh, how was it?
Brody, did you... I was wondering... I was
you
got this the other day.
Do you guys yell on stage, too?
I don't. I'm a positive energy
you're
guy.
You're positive energy guy.
Did you... Brody, did you hear the...
do you want to sit over there by Jason?
Charlie Sheen rant?
Of course.
Did you think that there was any times in that where he was sounding like you a little bit?
At times.
I did too. I was
a lot of people did. There's no
Charlie
shock
Sheen
to that.
Rant.
Oh, really?
Where he's like, you know, there's a lot of different times where he was, I can't remember some of the quotes, but he's like, "In take that. That's, you've got it. That's me. I did that."
Yes, there are connections.
There were a lot of times.
They're multi-layered, and I can go into it at another time. Yeah.
You feel that you...
Yeah, because we only have a three-hour podcast going right now.
You feel it was done out of respect or just straight thievery?
Do you think...
Like he's trying to steal your
I don't
vibe.
Think they just... It's... I think...
It's no coincidence.
No, I don't think nobody's stealing. I just think people don't pay attention. It's just like fun and natural, or they're not aware. I don't think it's like, oh, I'm going to steal this guy's persona and run with it. I don't think.
Because there was one slipped up that he had where he's talking about the show, and he's like, "I'm on 2.5 Stevens." I mean, men.
I don't know. You know, I am friends with Brian Wilson, and he's friends with Charlie Sheen.
Uh-huh. It's like three degrees of separation.
They're
from
friends. Also, Brian's baseball coach in the off season is my coach also, who's a fan of my comedy.
He's coaching you? And what does he coach you?
No, he doesn't coach me. I have a friend who...
You're talking about the relief pitcher for the Giants?
Right.
Yeah.
We work with his mental guru, the pitching guy. He works with a lot of major leaguers, is my friend.
I wonder
So a lot of Brodyisms get put in Brian Wilson's surroundings.
So you're almost like Kevin Bacon, where there's like 5 degrees of Brody Stevens.
6 degrees of Stevens, Brody Stevens.
I like that. Like
good, that's a good one. Let's write that down. Right. 6 degrees of Stevens.
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't sound.
And it always,
6 degrees of Brody.
Buy that.com right now, Brody.
We don't know yet.
Degree one always
mental
goes
guru,
right
a lot
to
of,
baseball.
A lot of baseball teams have mental advisors and mental coaches and that stuff. I say mental guru. I'm kind of stretching that. But a lot of teams, professional teams, have mental coaches.
Do you think it's blasphemy to be watching UFC talking about baseball? Are we getting in trouble here?
No, why? Because a lot of baseball guys love UFC. A lot of baseball guys train like UFC fighters now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
I mean, the kettlebells, if you look at it that way.
I guess that is the same thing.
Macho Man Randy Savage, he played baseball.
Oh, snap.
For Florida State? Did he even go to Florida State, I think?
He played it. No, he played professionally, I think, minor leagues. I think the Reds or the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe both or one or the other.
Like, are you taking Taibo? Is that how you're training like an MMA fighter?
Ooh!
Brody,
I don't know if you're ready.
Just
for
so
this.
Violent.
Yeah, I don't know if you're really ready for this.
I've seen this stuff before, but I don't need to be. I don't need to push my limits that way.
Brody, you've been in a lot of fights in your day. You've been in
when I was younger. I fought.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
You're not a violent guy. You're a positive.
Were
energy.
You an ass kicker, Brody? Like,
no.
Did you walk in and people got nervous?
No. I mean, I was. No, I'm not a big fighter. I've been in some fights, but I'm a nice guy. But I'm sure if I was, you know, somebody pushed my buttons, which had happened.
Brody, on the streets, what was your record as a street fighter, would you say? Honestly. Street fighting record.
It's probably like 5-3.
5-3? That's not bad.
It's eight
bad.
Fights, Brody?
No, I mean, if you just had to pick a
Jewish
number.
Buddhist.
If we just picked a number. I don't fight anymore. There's no like
obviously, we're working your Krav Maga at that point.
Thank you, brother.
But if I'm on any type of workout stimulant, that kind of stuff, like hydroxycut, or I could get a little amped up. And
then you just want to take it
out
on somebody?
Are you really a Krav Maga black belt?
No.
Oh, that's what Triple said. What the fuck, Triple?
Just throwing it out there, bro.
Trips, now let me ask you something. I was just thinking about something. We met at Luna Park.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that club.
When you were young.
And I had hope and dreams.
You still have tons of hope and dreams, brother. You just getting warmed the fuck up.
Oh, I can't wait.
You just getting warmed. Oh, shit, here George. Oh, my. Staristopoulos.
Look at this.
This is one of the fights people have been waiting for, Brody. That's it, just bro. So you know.
Like
tell me why. Staristopoulos is
a. I remember when you got made at the
one hell of a
store.
Fighter, Australian.
I still remember when you passed in the original room. And
she's a home
in the main room, and there was a bunch of old people, and you were doing the ecstasy joke until this day.
Dog's dick.
I was loving it because you give a fuck. You were Sammy Trips. I got 15 minutes, and I'm going to rip you motherfuckers an asshole. And they're looking at you, and you're up there giving them 150%. I'm in the back howling because I'm a soldier. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
I'm a soldier.
This motherfucker's up there giving his soul. And you were talking about E and stuff,
would
and they were
say,
old. It was
If Brody was from Australia, would he look like that?
Like this Sateropoulos?
No,
season?
The other guy, Sateropoulos. He's the Brody Stevens of Australia.
Brody Stevens is one of the most handsome fucking men.
He really is a
dashing-looking
guy. A lot of
people don't know you from the Janet Jackson video. You didn't make it. They replaced you, but you were the fucking first choice. Tell them when they replaced you, Antonio Sabato.
Oh, yeah.
Love will ever deal without you. He had it till that day. That morning, they told him, Brody, we're going to pay you double.
These are my George Clooney years. I'm okay.
You have no fucking idea
where I'm at right now.
I know
who he is. Tell him about the time we drove to Gig Harbor.
That was crazy.
You were in the back seat and I was doing 90 miles an hour.
You hijacked my Volvo station wagon.
I hijacked the Volvo station wagon.
Diesel.
But to prove a point, and did I not prove the point? I said I could get down in an hour, and I made it down there with time to burn.
Damn.
I was eating Chinese food in the back seat from number one teriyaki.
Yelling and screaming.
In the hatchback.
Were you worried the way he was driving your car?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, classic shit. Classic.
It was very...
Cutting people off. Cutting Asians off like an Asian. You know what I'm saying?
Diesel smoke.
Doing my thing, though.
Diesel smoke.
Going through. Tremendous. Normal people don't live like this. You know what I'm saying?
White Center, Federal Way, Tukwila, Kent,
now,
Auburn,
let me ask
Tacoma.
You, as a Jew, are you automatically rooting against a German?
I'm actually German in my... That's where my family's
so
from.
So there's an internal battle going on in you.
I think, and I'm against people who don't like baseball.
I love baseball.
You're
love
cool.
Baseball too.
So I don't think Arabs like baseball.
Really?
You're not Arabic. Yeah. I don't think Muslims like baseball, so I guess I'm
so
against
that's
them.
The reason you don't like?
That's the they play cricket over there.
Why did everybody get all quiet? Why did everybody get all
motherfucker?
Why did everyone get all quiet?
I gotta move over here.
That
real
was
quick.
All positive.
Because you always gotta talk about Jews. That's why.
Well, you,
did you
Sam
see what happened with
up.
Charlie Sheen? They got to cut you out of Hangover 2.
He didn't say anything so. He didn't say anything so wrong. What did he say so bad?
He didn't say nothing. It's just a point how he said it.
Yeah.
He's fucking coked up. Listen, after you do 3 days of coke, you sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and then you wake up and you have these little endorphins, this little dopamine replacement, and you have this leftover energy.
Yeah.
That's just
and it's
in
always
your body,
negative. It's negative.
And
energy.
It's horrible. And you find yourself talking to people.
I don't know if he's coked up. He says he's sober.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you.
Listen to him. You can hear him going in between the fucking when he's yelling.
People think Brian Wilson has got to be on something.
No,
he's sober.
He's fucking,
these guys
he's
are
high.
Sober. I
he's
think
high. No, no.
He said he's sober.
High them up. If he is sober, what is he sober? 6 days?
Right.
That's right.
5 days? Yeah. You're not sober.
No.
It's in your fucking
okay,
system.
Okay, I agree.
Years.
It's still in your system.
It's in your system. This guy's been partying for
the
30
anger,
years.
Anger.
He's been partying. Listen, I did blow for 30 years. I know what it's like.
I've
you
done
can't
a lot
fucking
of coke.
Bullshit a bullshitter. You understand me? That
I've never
fucking
done
guy,
coke.
30 years, he's been stopping, taking a breather, but that freak is always keep growing. That freak always grows. He's way beyond just fucking a chick.
Yeah.
He's way beyond just dicking
he
a
likes
chick.
Weird
you know,
shit.
He likes weird shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? At this point,
you get that much
even,
pussy, you get bored. Pussy,
yeah,
you got to get inventive.
He can't even trust
shit.
Nobody because yeah. every chick rats him out. He's got to fuck him and then stab him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
he's got to like
God.
Light him on fire. That's the only thing. You got to like get a house in the woods where people got to like take a helicopter and ski to get to your house.
Would you
that
say that Joey Diaz is the mental expert of our little group, like a baseball team, is what was he called? A mental
yeah,
expert.
His mental guru.
Mental.
Oh
guru?
Yeah, Joey.
Is Joey Diaz our mental
you
guru?
You
want to
sit here?
No, no, the Gatorade, little brother.
Oh,
thank
Joey's
you.
Street smart. He's life smart. Comedy smart. Showbiz smart.
No, no, no. But it's not that. I know what it is to be a junkie. And when I listen to
smart.
Him on the fucking thing, dog, you know, I'm sitting there going, "This is that leftover fuel that you have the next morning when you call somebody and lie to them." And you're like, "I didn't get high last night. I did a couple of drinks." Who the fuck? You just woke up.
I don't know why they gave a shit, man. It's like, dude, the ratings were out the roof.
It's such a huge
they
investment,
were rating,
bro.
I don't
God
know.
Knows what this guy's going to do. God
yeah,
knows what his... It's not looking good for
he's
this
ready
guy.
To work on Monday. He'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there after he snorts for fucking 3 or 4 days.
He says he's clean.
He's
I have to take him at his word.
Stay clean for 5 or 6
Positivity.
Days.
Positivity.
I'm
Brody's
telling you, they
our
had,
mental guru.
They had a big speech at his house in Malibu, big get together, and it was like a scared straight for Charlie.
Right, right, yeah. All
right. And
you want that
that's why
line.
He's been calling the show.
Right. He's clean 6 or 5 days.
Okay,
that's great. Anybody can do that shit. I used to do that shit every other week.
Yeah.
I used to lie to myself.
It's called sleeping
too.
It off.
Until my 6th night when you go to bed and that shit starts calling you.
Yeah. What does cocaine do? Can I ask? Am I allowed?
It's
is this a question
like,
I can bring up?
You 50 Red Bulls in
and
about 5 seconds.
Not,
but I don't want that.
No, it makes you think that you can bang every chick, rob every bank, solve
it,
world
it
problems.
It releases all the dopamine
you know,
in your brain at once, so it's like this incredible euphoric feeling.
Is it better than an orgasm?
No, nothing's
nah, okay, then what's the problem? Then I'm fine. Okay,
but it's a close second.
I'll never do it.
It's a close second.
It confuses you.
What's just better, an orgasm or rock in a room of like 500 people? Boom, them
five,
all.
Rock in a room of 500 people.
Because it doesn't happen very often.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just getting in there and just shredding.
It just fucking really does. You know, it
teaching,
just, even if
dropping
you rock
knowledge.
It doesn't even have to be 500 people. It has to be three people. As long as you know you left your soul on the stage, like in the old comedy store. That's all that. The old Monday nights at the Underground. You left your soul on the fucking stage, bro. You didn't do it for money. You do it for money for $15.
Right.
$15 don't make you and break you. It's just a great forum to be in front of, you know?
Yeah.
But no, no, no. Listen, cocaine, when you do it every other weekend, is something different than when it's in your system for 30 years.
Right.
It's been 30 years.
You're still
a long
getting
time.
Drip, aren't you?
No, I got it out of my system. I'm really lucky that I don't sweat it. It's not something that I go to meetings and I need a hug every other week. No. I know I made a promise to I made a man's promise, and that's how I did it, and that's it.
How long ago was that?
I would 3 years for you ago. For
14 hours ago. That was 14
November
hours ago.
November fucking 7th of the year Marilyn died, right before they buried her. I had a movie offer, and it was 18 days. And it was 18 days in a row from 6 to 6. I used to get the bed at 5. And I knew these people, and they knew me. And that's why they when they made me the offer, they even took me to dinner, and they go, listen, it's you. But we're just letting you know, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't even give us an answer. Think about it. I went home and thought about it. And I said, you know what, man, these guys will know. As soon as I walk in there at 6, even if I went to bed at 2, they're going to know.
Yeah.
Think about
it. And they're looking for it, too. They're looking for it. They, yeah.
What's that noise in the background?
It's called the world cheering for Joey Diaz.
No, it's fucking crazy. And then I had this thing with this cat in the backyard, and I made this fucking promise.
The cat was going to die.
I brought this coke home. I never used to bring it upstairs. I used to do it in the garage and run up and shit, you know? And then one night I said, fuck it. I brought it up. And there's two cats were in the thing, and they were both dying. I'm like, Terry, what the fuck? She's like, well, you know, let's see if they get better. We'll bring them to the vet tomorrow. I'm like, they're going to fucking die. So I did the fucking powder, and I went to bed. When I woke up, Terry woke me. She goes, the one cat died.
Oh.
And the other one was alive, and I hated the other one. The other one was tormenting me. I would call him Super Bad. That's when the movie was out.
Yeah.
I hated this little motherfucker.
Right.
And I felt bad, and I go, you know what, God? I got all this shit going on. If this motherfucker lives, I'll never do coke again. And, man, I started shooting a movie, and it went like 3 days. 4 days, 5 days. By the 7th day, bro, the anxiety I would get in my insides was brutal. Brutal. But I would get really high. I would go to the weed store and buy edibles and just pass out. Hey, that's when nobody knew the strength of edibles. And I would just pass out. And then it was like 19 days. And all of a sudden, the movie was done. It was Thanksgiving. And by that point, I was like, bro, it's been 30 years. It's been 20-something days. I might as well take a chance.
Yeah.
60 days, 90 days. And now it's over. You know, thank God. I knock on wood. That was a long fucking journey.
I'm so happy for
a lot
you,
of people
bro.
Got bit slapped. A lot of people got mugged. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you gotta mug somebody.
Sometimes you gotta fucking
yes!
Joy is Zadaropoulos here. You guys got me all depressed here. Steven, you know what I'm saying? Let's bust this Steven. Shit.
No, I'm proud of you, man. That's great.
This is fucking classic right
Yo,
here.
Yo, Red Band.
Yeah.
Do you have a do you have a charger by chance?
What kind of charger?
Droid. It's like it.
Oh, USB black, small.
Yeah.
I'll look.
Thanks, man.
So Bertie Sotteropoulos, again, the red shorts, is probably
Australian
heavy favorite. It's a home game for him. This other guy is a kickboxing, a hell of a kickboxer German. From Germany.
And his big move is the
spinning back kick.
And Sotteropoulos always starts off strong. He always gets like a kick to the head or a punch to the head.
Oops.
Then he just becomes like the fucking Wolfman.
Yeah, he do not
Brody
want to get on
that at the store. You
do not want to be on the ground with
midnight at the store.
I hear,
bro,
why
don't
you go to the store and kill those motherfuckers at midnight?
Crank it and let them know what it's like.
12:30, you go there for a man, Tommy. You're a
Brody,
Tommy
you got
killer.
Late night tonight?
That's all I got.
What time is your spot tonight?
12:15 or 12:45.
These bitches don't know.
Hangover
1 and 2.
Yeah,
never.
Like
very seldom does a comic get the first movie and the sequel.
Like, I can't go up early. These young guys eat dog's dick after me, so I get sent to the end of the.
What time is your spot, Tarzan?
Fucking 11:30.
At
last
the store.
12:15.
Where? But you're in the main room tonight.
Yeah,
you get a little checky poo. Everything's good.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I never get the main room. I've done main room 3 times in 8 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. I never get spots. Don't people know that by now? I've never been on before at 11:30. I think once at 11:15, that was a holiday. Sebastian took his friends out of town.
I don't know why you don't get... I don't know, man.
They just don't think I'm funny. They don't think I'm funny.
Well, you're working. I think that's their big thing.
Oh, shit.
I'm waiting for Joey to jump in.
It looked like that right connected there.
I was waiting for Joey to jump in and pick me up.
When?
Say positive things.
Say, Brody, no. Don't worry. You should be doing
it. Brody, come on.
Brody, you want me to say shit that you already know? You know, they don't want to give you spots before 11:30. That's their fucking dilemma. You're the real deal. You're the last of the Mohicans. They want to see the same cookie cutter shit with the same fucking haircut and the same attitude about life. And if you don't fit that and your agent don't walk in there with you, I guess that's not
I can get my
anymore.
Agent. I have major agent representation.
Do you really
yes.
Do
yes,
you
I do. No. Martin Lisak, major CAA, represents Will Ferrell.
Look at
Zach.
You.
So he's
Steven.
You?
Brody Stevens.
So
yes.
He signed you?
Yeah, I have paperwork.
And who's your manager now, Brody?
I do it on my own right now. I still talk to Dave Rath.
Yeah, but
today.
Gaffigan doesn't have a manager.
You don't need a fucking 15% to mug you unless, you know, they're the real fucking deal, you know? Unless they're showing up with two guns and a briefcase.
Oh my shit.
God, he missed on a spinning back kick to the head. Oh, and he's connecting big with those lefts and rights. Sotiropoulos better be very careful.
Dude, if that kick would have hit, that would have been a highlight reel.
Both of those, that flurry of leather.
He got him too. Really good right there.
Did it snow here today?
Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
Snowed a little bit, yeah. A little hail. A little icy.
Oh my gosh, shit! This is wrong!
This is wrong.
This is a street fight.
Sotiropoulos is wobbly.
How much time left?
Oh my god. Stop the fight. Seriously.
Oh shit. This could be the upset card.
You better
here.
Hang on and watch.
Oh shit.
Don't get in a crucifix.
Oh, look at that barcode.
But see, this guy always likes to get hit one time. But he got hit twice.
I can't. That spinning back kick is
that thing
signature
fast.
Move.
Sotiropoulos got rocked twice, but it's all right. He's in the game. There you
go. Oh, boy. If I was Sotiropoulos' corner, I'd be like, put your fucking hands up. He's rocking your face.
So that guy is a regular referee.
There's Eddie Bravo. Look
Eddie
at him.
Bravo.
19 continents away. There's EB in the house telling them, George,
Eddie Bravo.
You got to get him in the
Edge
motherfucker. Dog, you got to get him in the twister.
Edward.
You transition
Bravo.
Night of a thousand
yes.
zombies. Then you got to get him in fucking mind control.
Is there just
Eddie
a fart sound?
On leg control. He
that was Triple E.
That wasn't
Triple.
Me.
Come on, bro. Triple E.
You guys are crazy.
Stop with the fart humor. Just tweeted something out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a shot to the head. Ba-da-ba-boom.
Here it comes. Sleepies.
There you go.
Man, that's rough.
That's looking like
really turning into
you
morning
Marcus
radio.
Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? Same punch. Kenneth's in there. What are you doing? You making noises? What are you doing? Taylor Vixen, where are you, cocksucker? Don't make me get this party started.
David Graham watching in Scotland. Shout out to you, buddy. Just got home from the bars.
Taylor Vixen's
on.
Watching. Please email us. Let us know that you still love Brian.
Janie Roberts
learning
getting her wet dream
you.
Come true here.
Learning to miss you. Learning to love you.
If you guys want Joey Diaz to sing the national anthem at the next Super Bowl, please write
Vixen.
In.
Tweet Brody. Us now. Let us know you're alive and kicking.
Brody, I got some people on Twitter that said if you could shout out your Twitter name so they can follow you right now.
Brody's yes. my friend, bitches. That's
Brody
the Twitter name.
Is me friend.
If you don't know, now you know. Look at
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Look at the German.
Brody
I'm
is me
you, this
friend.
This guy's a bad motherfucker.
He's quick. He's fast. He's
they're
angry.
Bouncing. This is a real
why don't
fight,
you do
man.
Brody Stevens?
I will. I'm going to switch it. I can switch it tonight.
It's a real.
Stop yelling at me, Sam. I'm nervous.
Just trying to be positive. Sam, I'm a mental guru.
He can call himself whatever the fuck he wants to. Hangover 1 and 2, ladies and gentlemen.
1 and 2.
And 2.
Don't forget Due Date. Come on.
The Due Date, one, now out on Blu-ray.
The second one shot in Thailand, and they got footage of Brody with like 18-year-old kids kettlebelling and shit. That's the word on the street.
That's the word on the street, bro. People are talking.
It's legal there. It's legal. You're totally legal, Brody. It's totally legal.
You go to wordonthestreet.com.
I brought my tubing there. I did exercise. 4 seasons. It was good.
Yeah, you were at the Four Seasons exercising in Thailand?
Oh, yeah, 24-hour gym.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing
M-Bar. Exercising with Bradley.
Did you get yourself a little lady boy?
No.
They're half price.
No, they're there. There's lady boys. I mean, we went to the bars as a joke.
As a joke?
Yeah, we all went as a joke. What two nights in a row. Live.
I heard you were hanging out with Paul Gibson and shit.
I hung out with Paul Giamatti, Zach. Dr. Ken, Callan.
Dr. Ken, killing it.
Bradley, Todd, Phillips. We had a good time. It was pretty cool being in Bangkok.
What about no
How much
no
love
Gibson?
Did Dr. Ken get being Asian and all?
I think he blends in over there, you know.
Did you ever lose him?
Good shout out.
I didn't lose him.
From the bars.
Look at this German. He came prepared.
Oh, man.
Sotiropoulos is just getting mayhem. I never would have predicted this happening.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Sotiropoulos is getting hit.
He's got to take him down. That's what he's got to do.
Dude, he's wobbly, man. He still doesn't have his legs underneath him.
He's got to take him down.
And fucking...
I'm telling you, this crowd's throwing like Joe leather. Riggs from behind.
The crowd's throwing leather.
The crowd is throwing leather. He's definitely... Daniel, you want to sit down?
You sure?
You like standing in the corner like a basketball coach?
Look at
you. You totally look like you coach women's basketball right now. You're like, come on, play.
Daniel Stewart, you have a show later on this evening?
Sam and I are doing M-Bar together.
The M-Bar on Fountain and Vine.
That's right.
What show is that?
A comedy show.
I know that.
I don't know if it's called something.
Who's on it? Like, who's arranging the show?
This guy, Todd.
Todd. Mao, Todd Mao. How come I don't know about it? How come I'm not booked on it?
Nobody's, you know what it is, Brody?
Hangover 1,
and
Hangover 2.
And I'm
going
to be honest with you. Everybody
Bangkok.
Thinks
People
you're too big to do
bro.
Their shows.
That's what somebody else
And they're
told
afraid
me that.
To hit you
I'm
up.
You're in a very polarizing character, Brody Stevens.
Somebody was asking me the other day, how do I get Brody?
I probably am. Too busy to do some shows.
People don't know
big.
How to get a hold of your management.
I mean, how are they calling... How are they going to call CAA to book you?
They call CAA.
And the CAA is going to take their call like, hey, I got a show at the M-Bar.
Yeah,
that one's
you
not
might
gonna
have. I'm just saying you might price yourself out of the market. That's
You're
all I'm saying.
You might have done
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
Now people don't know. That
you know that's maybe why the Comedy Store is afraid to book you because they know you might demand too much.
That could be.
Which guy does Eddie Bravo manage?
Going with the
Sotiropoulos.
Red
oh, my
red
God.
Shorts.
The voice inside my head has a microphone.
I know.
Look at it. A minute left. Come on, Sotiropoulos. You got to pick it up now, Jack.
So cute for a man.
What is it?
It looks exactly like looks.
Oh, Jesus, this fucking guy.
It looks exactly
what?
Like you.
What?
Hey. How's it going, guys?
That was just nonstop.
Jason, do you have a show tonight?
I'm going to go to the M-Bar show and see if I can sneak up. But no.
Will
no,
they get
no
a decent crowd, possibly?
I don't know. It's a 10 what o'clock show Friday night.
Who is
that? I have no idea.
Are they saying bad shit about
it? These mics are great, by the way.
They want to come
These mics
the
are great.
Nah, it's one of those, you know, hook me up with some tickets, give me some free shit.
Brian, can I ask you a couple questions?
Every now and then you get the annoying ones.
Have you increased, are you only increasing followers and subscribers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only getting bigger.
Right? Yeah.
He's the podfather.
Do you notice, I like that. Do you notice it getting exponentially bigger since you've got the new mics and the new setup?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. It's just a proven fact.
Well, now they
have
a place to go.
Yeah. The numbers don't lie, Brody Stevens.
All right.
The numbers don't lie.
Because I was at the old studio. You know, that's what I do. I come in, I get old things started.
You set stuff up, then other people come and get
right.
all the glory.
I get things started, I burn bridges, and then the shows take off.
Yeah. Why do you burn so many bridges?
I'm like,
do you blame your roommate for that?
Yes.
For what happened? Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
He's fucking pushing the envelope. He's making comedy history.
Brody,
here's what it is.
They can't hear you,
She's
Daniel.
She's right. You have opinions. And people are afraid of opinions.
They are.
Like when you go, what school, where are you from? Yeah. And they tell, and you call out their high school, that makes them nervous.
It does?
It makes them nervous because you know stuff about them that maybe they don't want anybody to know.
I could see that in LA or in California.
I just saw the Cuban ass crack, and I'm blind now.
I love that.
I'm never going to see again.
You got that? You know what I'm so happy about? I put in new RAM into my iMac. She's putting it in. Don't worry, Brian.
Hey,
it looks like Brett Ernst.
What's going on?
All right, let's mix up the mics now. Let's all get right. Joey back into Brody's seat. And,
okay. And where do I
I'll
go?
Rotate out.
No, you'll rotate out? Okay.
Danielle, you're getting a lot of followers on your...
Danielle wants to sit down.
Why not?
She smells nice. Finally, this...
Ladies and gentlemen, the Danny Stew.
Where do you
Danny
want me to sit?
This is like my favorite place to be.
Yay. Danny Stew and the place to be. We go to St. John's University.
Where do you want me to move to? Where do you want Brody to move to?
Can we do after the fight? When this fight
Steven, Brody, Stevens, Brody is me friend. Yes, Christian friendship. Wait, you guys, are you guys dating? That was like a dating kiss.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
They're dating, we're fucking.
Yeah. Wait, how long have you two been dating? That was like a dating kiss.
Eight months.
That long? Congratulations. I didn't know that.
Yes.
For both of you.
Thank you.
Where'd you guys meet?
Through comedy.
We were at a we were at a party at Jason Galern's house, and him and his wife were like, "You guys should fuck," and then
and
they watched. It was so weird.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
Literally like that.
Fuck.
No, but they said you guys should go out with each other.
Yep.
Yes.
And then we hooked up that night. Literally,
they were saying that.
And then you.
And then we find. I was like, nah, he's too like edgy for me.
Right.
I totally thought that.
But then you start hanging out.
You realize that was a pussy. And then.
Well, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
He's too dangerous.
Who else dates in the comedy scene?
Natasha and Duncan.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Sam Tripoli and just about every comic under the sun.
That's so not true.
At all.
Thank you.
What girls would be into me?
Roseanne Barr.
I probably girls would be into you.
I probably frighten a lot of chicks.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Don't you get a lot of chicks?
Not anymore.
No, why? I think chicks hit on you and you don't know it and you scare them off.
Or I'm just not into them.
Maybe you're too busy.
Those girls.
But you have like a you have people who you have like hookups with. Like,
right?
Have,
like, no, not anymore.
I think you manscape too much.
Are you rough in bed?
No.
I do. I have OCD. Manscape around where? My face or my face or my scrotum area?
Do you really clean up your... Do you manscape down there big time?
No, only... I mean, I once every few weeks, probably, or a month. Once a month.
That's not bad.
Shave the shaft.
We're throwing leather here, by the way.
I shave the shaft and use scissors on my ball sack.
What's up? This guy, the Dennis, is that his name?
Which one?
White
neither one of them are Dennis.
The more white guys? Which is the one with the silver shorts on? The white shorts.
Hey, the Spencer Fisher fight hasn't gone on yet, right?
No.
I thought this was the co-main headline.
He seems like he's on drugs because he's got so much energy.
Silver.
Whitey.
Yeah, Silver.
He's German.
He is German.
Okay. Are you
fighting out of Russia?
So that's very.
He just seems very like he can't tire him out. You know.
Yeah. Well, they train to fight. Sometimes five rounds.
They're called professional athletes.
No, Brian, can I ask a question? This time,
yeah. Is this
George,
video of the fight going out over on your site? Are you bootlegging it?
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Usually, George seems, you can tell he's taking a bit of a beating.
Is us doing play-by-play illegal?
No.
Nope.
No.
Not in the least bit.
How do you know? Have you checked it?
There's nothing
about that. We've got Joe Rogan's stamp of approval. What more do we need? He's a play-by-play for the UFC. Loves what we
what
do.
If I
don't think the UFC cares.
What if no, I told care. What if I doing? Told you this whole time I, on my if iPhone I've been videoing the fight and putting it out over your, Red Man's Ustream?
I would not believe it because I know you wouldn't know how to do that.
I would know how. I would know. No, I could do something like that.
You know how we would know that that happened because right before you did it, we would hear you go, Red Band, how do I put this on Ustream?
No, I know how to do I know how to do. No, I know, Brady, I know how to use, do a lot of formats.
Brady, have you ever seen a blue waffle?
He knows a lot of formats, you guys.
Check this out. Blue waffle.
Oh, my... that's not real.
Yeah, it is.
That's
real. He sent it to me the other day while I was eating, by the way, I got that.
You don't want to look at it. It's nasty.
I already showed it to you.
I like that stuff.
That looks...
You know, I showed you. It was that terrible pussy.
It's infected?
You did show it to me.
Yeah.
What did I show? I showed it to somebody.
You,
It's infected or it's Photoshopped?
I just want to see it.
Brody's rocking the I'm the accountant for the deadliest catch. Would you agree with me on that logo?
Oh, my new hat?
Yeah.
I'm at my new hat.
Send it to you. True.
I like it.
That, there's like multiple labia majora.
It looks like a pussy that got attacked by a badger.
I can't give you the phone because I do not trust your
Who's
boyfriend.
I am happy from California?
Because why? Because I'm a girl? I'm going
to... You picking up a lot of followers now?
No. Because I don't trust Jeffrey Jason Wilde. Grabbing my phone. Yeah. Yeah. No, you already had took my
this
code.
Shit
Probably
is
a
the
Chelsea
shit.
Fan.
I used to drink this.
Hold on, but this is honey when you put out his code, doesn't matter because they got to get a hold of his phone.
Yeah.
He's just being, you know.
Rod Dog. No, Roto Dog?
Roto Dog.
Road Dog? Rod Dog?
So Roto Dog.
You know who he is?
We know him.
Good guy.
Where's
good
he from? Guy.
Are you,
take a look. You can find out by hitting his thing.
Well, but they don't always say where they're from. Yeah, this guy doesn't say anything about himself.
If you go to his name... Oh, it doesn't always say?
No, this guy is a mystery. Let's see his photo, what he has. This is interesting to research.
Rotodog.
Oh, this guy, he's out on the beach. So he's either California coast and in San Diego or in Florida.
You don't need to give me the mic, sweetheart.
Have you gotten
any feedback on the Naughty Show at all?
I haven't talked to anybody. I felt like I was so sick. At the end of the show, I was coming down with something. I took off. I had your fucking car key on me. Did they tell you that shit? Remember, because I was looking for the fucking mustache in the trunk. I get home. I'm so happy. I take my coat off, empty out all my shit in my coat. I got your car key, and he's still at the improv. I had to go back to the improv, give your shit to Ken.
How easy is it for me to, you know, hook up with an adult video actress? Are they into comedians these days?
Yeah, I think it's teeing off on
everybody.
There's
a black porn star show willing to hook up with it. She wanted to hook up with everybody.
Yeah, is that what you're looking for?
Oh, Claudine?
No.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so racist.
Is that what you're looking for, Brody? An adult film star for little...
Well,
you
know,
want us to make it happen?
Doesn't Bill Maher, he dates
notorious,
strippers.
Notorious.
Do you want me to hook you up on a date?
Herpes?
What kind of date would I have to do?
You go on a date, we just got to be able to film it.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Would you do anal?
Why?
Sam, the perpetual exploiter.
It's been done before.
Brody, would you do anal?
Dude, it would get so many hits.
Oh, yeah. I'd let her finger me, no problem.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Brody, see, you're open-minded. That's why I think it might work, you and a chick. What do you want?
What's your white
girl? What do you want? Be
what's
honest.
Your style?
It's about honesty.
Compared to a female comic, what's your style?
If you ask me what my style is for woman, if I had like a choice, like blonde, brunette, black, white,
it's
Latino.
It's America. You have a choice.
But give me an individual most closest to your type. Like, if you were going to have sex with a female comedian...
Wait, what do you mean female comedian?
Hey, let's switch out.
Are we talking about comedians or women?
We're talking about
female comedian women? Who would I like?
I'm just wanting to know. Want to get a name.
I'm not going to
switch out.
Switch
out. Music.
I was. You asked me what kind of... Yes!
You asked me what kind of woman I'm in.
Two, check, check, two, Stephen Brody Stevens. Brody is me, friend, at twitter.com. Facebook as well, a Tumblr account that is always ready to go. And email both through Mac and the Google Enterprises.
What do you talk about on your Tumblr, your blog?
Whenever I blog, which is rarely these days, so it probably has to be some kind of incident, something happened, or a statement, kind of a State of the Union thing, but in terms of a daily Tumblr, I don't really do it.
Okay.
I do more Twitter just because it's easy, quicker, seems to be popular.
I do Facebook too. I know that's more. I always think Facebook's a little more for the people, not necessarily offices, but families.
Yes.
It's photo albums. Twitter's like right on your mind, boom, boom. But sometimes Facebook could be that too. You'll say something on Facebook and it gets a whole.
But also Facebook, everyone is on Facebook. Not everyone is on Twitter. Twitter's very young or for the entertainment industry or for people who are into the entertainment. It's not, you know, you're not going to have your high school, you know, girl you dated in high school who works at an office park probably isn't on Twitter.
Right. But on Facebook, my page, I'm at 5,000. I can't add anymore. I can't really get involved in Facebook because I can't add people.
Why don't you start a fan page, Brody?
Actually, I have one, but it's not something that I am
proud of.
No, it's just something I have a hard time doing. Like, oh, I'm making a fan page. You're kind of acknowledging that you are. I'm just not into that. But
me neither.
You almost have fans. You almost have to have one, though, just to be legitimate.
Right, right.
So I did do the fan page, and I don't have that many people liking it. But I don't really promote it all that much, and I don't really post from it because I'm set up through the main Facebook page.
Right.
So it's like, I maxed out the regular Facebook page.
It's almost like you needed to know you were going to be a big star going into Facebook. You know, like you start out with a fan page, but very rarely did somebody start out with a fan page. Most people started out like, oh, I'm a regular person. I'll probably have, you know, 500 friends. And then all of a sudden you blow up.
Right.
You know, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to be the asshole that tells people like, oh, can you go like my page now? Like, it's awkward. I'm with you. I understand it. Twitter's good.
Yeah, Twitter.
I like Twitter more than anything so far.
Yeah.
Twitter's good, but it's status updates. That's what it was, right? Mm-hmm. It was basically born out of Facebook status updates or MySpace status.
My favorite thing is that someone can follow you, but you don't have to follow them. And to me, that's gold.
I love that. I also love that on Facebook, you post something, and everybody who's not close friends with you, who you don't even know who's your friend on Facebook, makes a comment about it, and then it turns into a big, like, I'm trying to be funnier. On Twitter, it's like rarely, sometimes someone will like retweet you back or whatever, but most of the time people just leave you alone. You know, they're like, okay, I saw it, you're funny, I'm moving on.
The one thing about Twitter that sucks is that, can you even hear me?
I don't think so.
No.
But go ahead, I'll relay it. One thing that Sam Tripoli doesn't like about Twitter is?
Is that people try to say mean things so you tweet them back.
Sorry.
Oh, to celebrities?
People try to say mean things to you, so you tweet them back. Like, Sam Tripoli, you're a jerk. And then you tweet them back, and they get...
I've seen a lot of people do... I've seen a lot of comics pull that with, like, Kim Kardashian or Snooki, and they'll be like, at Snooki, you know, something snarky. And it's like, really, they're just trying to get followers. It's a cheap shot to get followers or get attention.
I think there could be some of that, but I also think it's the comedian making fun of the big...
No,
reality story.
Sometimes, but not if you're doing it all the time. That seems opportunist to me. That's my judgment on the situation.
How much money do you think Kanye West is making off of this song now?
Check.
Everywhere.
He's talented.
Oh, he's way talented. Nobody's saying he's not talented.
Is this what's here for the assholes?
This is... How can I have someone have all that power?
Sam, let me ask you a question, and maybe Joey can jump into, and Danielle, feel free as well. Do you think it's difficult these days to become a comedian with all the stimulus that's out there, the internet, the YouTube? It's like I'm just funny. I build up my own friends on YouTube, where there used to be a system before all this. Not that the system was perfect, but there was some.
No, I like it now more compared to what was before.
Well, there's more freedom.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Do you think it's harder to become a great?
I'm following.
Everybody,
you,
stay calm. Everybody,
who put
stay
the soda
calm.
On there? Who put the soda?
You
on
You don't
there?
Put soda on there.
You're fucking killing.
That just
me.
Ruined what I just.
Salt
oh my,
my eyes,
gosh!
Maury. Salt my eyes.
So Joey.
Yes, my love.
Now maybe I'm just being self-centered and tunnel vision, but I just feel like the comedians that were around before the internet, before
they
the blow up on DVDs, that comedian is probably comes from a different group.
The pro and con for this. The pro and the con is when you were a comic and you, when we were up in Seattle together, Brody,
yes,
we were doing comedy 2-3 years together.
Yes.
We weren't focused on Twitter or Facebook.
Wasn't around.
We were focused on being funny. We didn't even have fucking headshots, I don't think. You had the radio show, the public
cable access show,
and I had the fucking underground. That's all you live by. And, you know, you're focused. You're focused on that. Now, the focus, a comic of 3 years should have a DVD and a CD, and they should have a web page,
oh,
and they should have...
I'm 4 years behind.
And, you know, I think that, you know, we should focus on other things earlier on. As we get older in the years, you can put your YouTube stuff on. Hey, YouTube's great. You can put your shit out there and everybody sees it. And if you market it right, God knows what ends up.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Here, the con to it, and when you said pro and con, by the way, first I thought was professional versus, like, con comedian. But the thing is that it is making comics who aren't developed as comedians... get a lot of followers, or they blow up because of some viral video that they do, and then they're like really almost like an open micer.
Yeah.
They have all this shit. And so, like, to me, that's kind of like what you were saying, Brody. It's like they had to earn it before. Like, if you were known as a comic, that's because you put 15, 20 years in and you really earned it.
Yeah, but there was also a time where, like, you didn't necessarily have to have all these TV credits to tour. Like, you could become a great touring comic and being able to tour the country and make a living.
Yep.
Now, for a little while, it was like, now you had to have TV credits.
But, during the change.
And getting those TV credits was controlled by a small group of people.
Yes.
So then if you didn't get chose to do those shows, how are you going to work? But now you got an internet following. If you can show, hey, I got this big following here. I can go out. I can help fill a room. Now that's an alternative to get...
That's true. But
I agree.
But I do feel that the amount of energy, depending on what you do to build the following, but if you're building an empire from the ground up, you know, the amount of time and energy you have to put into building that following, where's your time to write stand-up and do stand-up and become good as a stand-up?
Good points, Danielle. Let me say another thing. Can I say one other thing?
No. I think we need to take this back to actually doing what this podcast is about.
let's do it.
Not even talking about the UFC or anything.
Oh, we're not allowed to? UFC!
Well, we're talking
but
about
I'm
comedy.
Drunk.
We're
getting
deep. Oh. Oh, my God.
Who's getting drunk?
Oh,
Joey, what do you have on this fight?
Brody,
what do I have in this fight? I got Michael Bisping against the fucking Puerto Rican. George J. Rivera knocking people out and stuff. You know, I got to be honest with you, man. George Rivera's a tough guy and shit. This is the night of the upsets. We just seen George Satoropoulos. We just seen Chris Lytle. So, hey, and on any given Sunday, anything could happen. This is a fight I wouldn't want to call.
And it is Sunday in Australia.
And it is Sunday.
Is this the guy from The Bachelor?
Yeah.
That's Edward James Olmos.
One thing this is going to be is a barn burner.
Joey Diaz.
He's going to fucking knock him out.
It does look
good. Or they're going to go 3 rounds and pound the shit out of each other.
Is this a headlining fight?
No, we got one more left. What's with the fucking questions, cocksucker?
I got to clear it up.
Pay attention, you fuck.
We didn't know.
For a UFC fighter,
it's good to see you, Brody Stevens. You know I love you to death, right?
Yes.
I always ask about you. I go to that Starbucks on Riverside looking for you.
I go to another one now.
I know, you switch. People said that... Too many people. I heard TMZ was up there once to interview your ass.
I did get interviewed by TMZ.
I heard. I seen the picture on the scooter.
Oh, that was
fucking. You're blowing up like you thought I would.
Was that on TMZ?
Let me ask you something. What's left in the bank? What do you got now? 2 million? 3 million? Tell me the truth. What's locked up? You got that second will, the grandpa in Miami. You don't think I know about this shit. What do you got left about?
I got some. I have some trust.
You got more money than Josh Wolf. You know what I'm saying? You got more money than Josh Wolf.
Joe, I really don't. I am blue collar Jewish. Thought I had money stowed away under a mattress or something.
Oh, please. Somebody said they seen your bank account once. They gave you fucking 10 toasters when you went to the bank. They gave him 10 toasters on the way out. You got so much money.
And then he lifted them. Put them on his kettlebell.
No, I could easily.
Good to see you, Brody Stevens. No joke. No fucking joke.
I'm 3 months away from retail.
You know I love you to death. Look at you. Hangover 1 and 2.
Yes, residual check.
Last time
check.
I seen you didn't know what the fuck to
or
do.
You should just do your own tour.
I will eventually.
I think this guy's really good looking. This guy who's walking around.
He's an a-hole.
They're going to battle.
That's probably why
they're
going to
fucking battle. They're going to battle, and they have no idea.
Is it real or an act? He looks like Daniel Tosh.
Totally does.
Is this real or an act?
This is like the Sharks against the Jets. This is it.
Ripped.
This is West Side Story in fucking Australia. The Puerto Ricans against, well, he's a white guy, so fuck it, whatever.
He's an interesting fighter.
My nose is too big. It would have to be broken.
Brody Stevens in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
He's tattooed on
how come there's no Jews up on the wall and shit? Tell him, Brody.
Yeah, why isn't there any Jews on the wall? What wall?
What wall?
Is there a Jewish fighter?
No, the Israelis always try to get on tough enough, they get knocked out.
They do?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That Krav Maga shit don't work in the octagon. You know,
are there any Jewish MMA guys?
Couple guys.
Who?
Who come in, they're always like, yeah, I'm from Israel, I want to represent the Israeli people. And then
that's different than, boom, like,
what about
Jew,
American,
like,
Jew
Jewish
guys? Any American, like, Jews in mixed martial arts that are pretty good? Like Goldberg or...
Give me a Goldberg, give me a Cohen, a Shapiro. Do we have any... No.
Well, the wrestler Goldberg.
I mean, Jewish moms won't even let their kids play football.
Yeah,
forget
I never played
MMA
football.
Yeah,
I never
can't.
Played. I've never put on shoulder pads.
They won't. My mom.
I think there was one Jewish basketball player, right?
There's a few.
Who?
There's Kobe a guy, Bryant.
There's a Kobe? Guy in the Sacramento Kings who was Jewish.
Oh yeah, Chris
Milford,
Chris
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
That's down the block from your house.
That's
and shit.
Right.
You went to
so
you're picking the Puerto Rican over the good looking guy?
I have to, man.
Look at the Puerto Rican. Are those tattoos or graffiti on them? What is that?
That's
a new bit. Let's write that down.
Brody Steers, write that down before people get to it.
I'm so excited I put new RAM in my computer. It's like, I did it. And now it's moving lickety split.
Should I put some new RAM in mine? It's slow.
How much RAM did you put in?
I put in 4 gigabytes altogether. So
did you do it by yourself?
Yeah.
How did
you
do
just,
it?
It's actually, it's a desktop, right? Or is it
yeah.
like
just like this.
Yeah, you
no, I went to Fry's and bought 2 memory sticks, 2 gigabyte
you
sticks.
You unscrew the bottom and you just kind of push it in. It's actually not that
you
hard.
Unscrew the bottom of the
and
Mac
do you push
right
it
there.
In?
And you like pull it out. Yeah. You pull it out. I watched a video, a couple of videos online, more than a couple. And I watched how it was done. I listened to the guy. It was easy. Unscrewed it, popped it out. And look at Bruce Buffer. They're doing like the old improv bit you see on Comic View. Stick yeah. the arms under it.
Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
Give me a location.
Look at they're going, baby. They're going. These guys ain't fucking around.
Dude, that's Jorge Rivera.
They might
looks
go
like a
right
mean
there.
Motherfucker.
They might go right there. See?
Can you turn this way? Please?
This guy is all. Is this an act?
Nah, Bisbee went at him. This is the way to do it.
Is he good?
George yeah. opened up a fucking door and Bisbee went
this,
into it.
If you're
you
at
know?
This level, you're
yeah.
good.
No, but like this whole acting or like fired up, that's just his style.
No.
Well, no, they've been talking
he's
shit
doing
all
a
week.
Lot
this
of
has
smoke
been going
and
on.
Shit.
They've been doing a lot of fighting. Been doing.
Let's go start this, you fuck. How long are they going to stand there and jump around for?
Don't so go this House is a, of Pain. Fight.
Yeah. So this is the second main event.
Right. This is. There's one more
this
after
is the
this.
The first main event.
This is tremendous. Whatever. This is a great fucking fight
this
right
is
here. Look
act.
At George Rivera going
this
after
the
it. See?
Act.
These guys are lean.
This is good. Yeah, no, George is going to go after it, which is not just sitting there. Go, Boricua!
Now, do
attack,
they,
you fuck!
How much those kicks hurt?
Do they truly not like each other?
Cubans
they
and
respect?
Puerto Ricans?
Nah, I'm
no,
all
these
right
two
with Puerto
guys.
Ricans. These two okay. fucking guys. Who knows, you know? You're promoting a fight, you got to drop some... You
it
know,
does
you
look like Daniel Tosh, so you're right, Brody.
So... When the winner, when will they fight again next? You have to stay out for 3 months? I'm just trying to get some background for the...
Watch the fucking fight, Brody.
How dare
you,
Joey
later.
Diaz?
Right away, you want to ask the Wikipedia. Right
Brody
away,
is
you want
me friend.
To fucking be Wikipedia.
At Brody is
and
me
we're
friend.
Taking Foley from... We're taking focus off the fucking thing here.
Okay,
watch
we're
the
fighting.
Fight. Watch the Puerto Rican. Watch their stances. You know what I'm saying? This guy's Brody. Got... Look at the Puerto Ricans attacking. If
I
want to
learn
knife,
to fight one day.
Does your phone have Google, Brody?
Yeah. Of course it does.
Just wondering.
Oh!
Oh,
see what happened?
Oh, do you want to
Oh, you're telling me
dance?
To Google during
do
the
you
show.
You want to dance?
Google who? Who are you going to fucking Google?
You're telling me to Google during the show. That's just the ultimate
well,
disrespect.
No, I'm just saying that
Thank
if you're
you,
going to ask Joey all these
That's
questions,
yeah,
you could just Google.
Google.
I mean, why do you pay for the service?
Yeah.
You know,
see,
you
want to your
it.
Door,
but I'm
so no weak no more.
But I'm saying all my fans
Feel
are following
rush,
me, coming over, listening.
The more weed I smoke, the more dangerous.
If you're a Brody fan,
they
want to
know.
Here we go. Watch this Puerto Rican, bro. Don't worry about the fucking
Oh, snaps. That was on
Here we go. Look, boom. Come on, cocksucker, go! Look at Boricua, let's go. I got a stereo I got to sell at 10:30. Come on.
Doesn't it hurt when you get hit in the face?
Probably. Probably.
My nose would get broken my first fight.
Let me.
One
Google
fight,
that.
It would break, and then it would be set for life.
What
right.
You
and then
Google?
You could get punched all
Google?
The time.
Does
no
it
way
hurt?
Ever.
Does it hurt when you get hit?
Bam! There you go. Chavan, there you go. Oh, shit.
Is he already bleeding?
You should Google, does it hurt when you get punched
yeah,
in the
you
face?
Should Google.
That's what I'm doing.
Does it hurt when you get punched
is,
in
is
the
there
face?
A sexual position called MMA? Do they have that yet?
No, they don't, or, but that's
a
good one.
The UFC?
You should invent just... one.
You should invent one.
Okay.
There's a joke there.
Oh, right there. That's
Boom, there you
MMA
go.
Right right
pick
there.
Up the legs. Smell my muffler, bitch.
Can you bite?
Hey, coming.
Muffler.
Smell that muffler in the guard.
He's giving him the UFC.
So this guy asked on Yahoo Answers, in a fight, does it hurt when you get punched in the face? And the best answer chosen by a few voters was yes.
Oh, look at that. They're making
that missionary. Answers your questions, bro.
I think it's more stunning missionary. Than
you're
anything.
Learning.
I think it's more stunning than anything. Oh, gosh. Gosh. Oh, my God. No, what does that mean?
Yeah. That's you cheater.
Wow.
You
what does that cheater. Mean? What is that?
He kneed him in the
you
face?
Can't yeah, you both can't knees kneed down or something like that.
When a
that.
Guy has a knee
can't
down.
Do that shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Look at Teeb. Oh, shit.
At this the guy Teeb is fired upset.
Up. At the Teeb.
I am
does not like the count.
You want to come sit?
I am in the middle of rage.
Come on, man.
What are you going to do? This
both
is
his
how
knees and a
you flip somebody off. You see me flip somebody off? That's going to be world news.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Come on.
Do the replay. He flips somebody off, dude. That's a racist attack.
Look at that.
You thought that was racially inspired?
Yeah. Boom.
Oh!
Tosh.
He does
attacks.
It again.
Oh.
And he tried to do it again. The guy stepped in. The busboy from Red Robin.
He jumped him.
Yeah, he might get fucking disqualified and shit and cause a war down
I mean, that's
there.
A full-on knee. Like, yeah. You know when people, like, fake it?
That's
a
romper
a full
stomper.
Knee to your head.
That shit was
and he's
personal.
Seen it. Yeah, he's seen it. He's seen it. He's seen it.
Yeah, I take the win, too. Just to piss him off.
George Rivera might get fucking pissed off now and call in 20 Puerto Ricans with knives and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're throwing
guys
darts up there.
20 Puerto Ricans with knives.
What's going on there, Brody Stevens? What are you reading?
Yes, let's reading back. Do you really shave your shaft? Thank you. The,
did you see this so thick?
The Ryan Howard, hilarious in due date. You got it. Available on Blu-ray. And Reinbold, dude. That watch looks sick. Have you been on the Joe Rogan podcast before? No, I haven't. Life by Kiki. Watching you struggle to understand. It is hilarious.
Hey, Brody, you also forget that it's not...
Oh, shit. There you go, guys. Look.
What happened?
Look what's going on.
Here comes a lawyer.
Look.
What's going on?
Who's the
they
Jewish
might disqualify
guy?
Him.
Yeah, I guess he's the lawyer.
Is that
yeah.
the rabbi?
And why is he wearing
he's
gloves?
The judge. Look at the lawyer. He's like, come on, tell him you're getting flashbacks of Vietnam. You
he's
never
wearing
there.
Rectal exam gloves. Why
is he
wearing...
stopping or is he going to stay in there?
Because they probe. They got to probe his ass.
Ah, just make sure.
Take a point. Yep, take a point. Fine.
Is this common?
Take a couple points.
All right, that's it. But he made a statement now. See, now George a little wobbly. Now George got to get in there and fucking tackle.
Oh, it's George. I'm due calling
date's
him
also,
Jorge.
Due date's also on digital download, Brody. I don't know if you knew that.
Is that illegal?
No, it's totally legal.
They're Netflix,
wait,
right?
Digital download.
Does anyone think that somebody Jorge...
Somebody's going to make him emotional.
Does anyone else
George
think
Jorge Rivera's... And he's going to fall into the fucking
tattoo
trap.
Looks a little bit like Michael Jackson.
No, I don't think that.
What take a look at it. We're talking like...
No, not even...
Beat it, Michael Jackson.
Before you even get started, that's the one from his dead daughter on his chest. That motherfucker will get on the plane to Australia, fly to L.A., go get you at the Comedy Store and bang your head 50 times on that stage. You don't need that aggravation.
Well, at least there'll be somebody in the crowd.
That's right. There you go. All right, look at Tripoli. Tripoli! That's my brother.
Hey, have you guys seen that movie, Human Centipede?
No, I've heard about it.
Well, anyways, if you haven't seen it, it's not cool, but I was just invited to a party with the Asian person that was in that movie. And if you
maybe
saw the movie...
Maybe claim the fame that you, that's your, on your IMDb.
You should use that as your intro
how
next time
Asian
you do stand-up.
How many Asian people
stand-up?
In that movie? Look at George Rivera, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'll be at the Comedy Store in 3.5 hours. I will take the stage in 3.5 hours
Sam
at
Tripoli
the Comedy
and
Store.
Myself will be at the M Bar.
Unless
Vine
I get bumped by Martin Lawrence.
So if you're in Vegas, you could actually drive to L.A. to
yeah,
watch Brody.
Yeah, leave now.
Yeah.
If you're in Vegas, leave right now.
Right.
And you'll be able to catch Brody.
Or maybe you're in the airport at
put
McCarran.
That drink down.
Fly in. Oh, I got a text.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying. People are listening to you, Brody. Shit's happening.
Terrible loss, Mumford and Sons.
Oh, Mumford and Sons lost?
I think it's two different things. I think it's somehow it's San Diego State basketball.
Oh, okay, and then...
But why Mumford and Sons, let me ask.
What is Mumford and Sons?
This is a major agent who just texted me.
No, they're a
this guy controls
a band.
Hollywood.
They were nominated
what
at the Grammys.
You like Mumford and Sons?
They might have won something.
Look at George Rivera.
No,
in the bottom. Come on, George, you got 25 seconds left. Survive. Get him his leg. That's it, George. Get out of that corner. Hold on for dear life, George Rivera. Do it for the Puerto Ricans.
Dude, he was talking
go to the parade.
Beating up this badly.
You does this guy run through Central Park at night?
Yes.
He's not getting out. He lives
for
up
training?
In Boston. No, he lives up in Boston.
He trains by Wilding?
He runs with a fistful of hundreds just so people come get him.
Through he's Boston Common? Look, there's respect. Look, they respect each other. It's the ultimate respect. They'll hug at the end of the fight.
I don't know. There's bad blood between these two.
They
this
are.
Been going on. This is a good little struggle here tonight. Down. I'm hoping people are enjoying this shit down there. Where is this?
City
down
Alaska, Australia, Alaska.
So, Brian, how many people are in the listening right now? Can I ask? 400 still holding strong.
Four people, 400.
400, buddy. 400.
We welcome all of you. We welcome all of you with open arms. We love you.
You're really offended.
Dude, that was the most blatant thing. And then he's like, yeah, I fucking
and you watch this.
It.
Thank you very much for taking the time and listening to the podcast to us, guys.
Hey, team.
400.
Oh, my God. He hit him in his jaw.
40,000. We're going to give you the best show you could possibly listen to.
We'd like to apologize to everybody that's offended by Tebow swearing.
Sit
he's
back,
very excited. He's got a lot of money riding on this.
Scratch your nuts, have a little drinky poo on us, and relax.
Basically, had to bet his girlfriend on this whole fight. It's so weird.
I've got anal riding in this fight.
And he's got cunt juice all over his fucking pussy farts.
Why did Rod Dog tell me to relax?
Me or everybody
you relax, yes. Rod Dog. He told me to relax. I didn't do anything that deserved
dude,
to be.
Dude, you can't take. You can't no. get angry, bro.
But tell him
You're in the danger zone.
Relax. Bro. Look at this fight. Look at the Puerto Rican.
I blame
look
God.
At the Puerto Rican. Look at the Puerto Rican. You fuck. Watch it. Oh shit! This could get ugly here. They're gonna bite him like Mike Tyson. Look at him, you cocksucker.
Oh, that was a nut shot.
That's just love.
Look at this. Oh my God.
Throw some leather, brother.
Throw some leather. What's the story with those cocktails?
Oh, why
didn't
you throw it?
Brian, what's the story with those cocktails, that honey liqueur and shit? Pass
it. You want some? It's so good.
It's
Danielle wants everybody to drink because she won't. It's so great.
I had some already.
It's not that I won't.
I had
some. Oh, you tried it?
Very nice. Very nice.
Brody, did you drink black
smooth
liquor?
Let me get a half a shot.
I don't need it.
If you ever relapse and you want to do a blackout cast, just let
if
me
know
relapse,
that.
No,
she's not relapsing. She's a good fucking
lady. Have a podcast
she's
relapse.
She's laughing at nails. She don't even think of that shit.
Relapse cast. That'd be awesome.
Danielle Stewart's a good fucking lady. You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Thank you very much.
If you want to relapse, you're going to do it in front of 400 people.
You're going to have a shot with your Uncle Joey. When was the last time we had a shot together, you and your Uncle Joey?
We haven't for
well,
a long time.
Let's have a taste.
I'll do one later.
I don't alarm, I share my lach, but Taron Cole, you too.
Oh, look at him. He's just beating him.
Yeah, it's called the fight game.
It's good, right?
Do you do this during, like, boxing?
Very delicious. Aperitif.
God, he's bleeding.
Aperitif.
It goes down smooth. You know what I'm saying? This aperitif, my man Sam Tripp, I love it.
Is this fight going to end soon?
Why, are you over it? Why,
no, I'm intrigued.
Wait, that's more interesting you got to fucking do, huh?
Gosh.
What else you going to do with your time?
He's down.
Oh, he's hitting him in the fucking ear.
So that means it's over?
Yeah.
The cocky guy won.
Yeah, look at him. He's like, fuck you, suck my
he
dick.
He spit on somebody.
Oh,
that's going to be
on
TMZ.
Somebody.
Who did
he just, I think he spit on Rogan.
No.
No, he spit on somebody.
Oh, my God. Rewind it back. This is going to be big news.
This guy's incorrigible. What
he spit on somebody.
Hey, no spitting allowed. See what that guy said?
He's disrespectful. It's just disrespectful.
Oh, look.
Oh, look.
Oh, they're still going at it. This is unbelievable.
And they're
going
to fight in the stands.
Do you think Jorge, like, fucked his girlfriend or something?
No, they tell you a lot of shit.
No, they're hugging.
You know what they should do? They should run the knockout of Dan Henderson just dropping him.
Look at him. He's an animal.
Holy sh...
It does, man. You know?
He's yelling at somebody. He's pointing at Rogan. This is really...
This is history in the making.
You see him spit on him? Who did he spit on?
Somebody got fucking...
Spit on Joe Rogan.
Somebody got DNA on his fucking eyeball right now.
Already put it on Twitter.
Boom. Yeah.
Oh, romper stomper. Look at Rogan. And then he gets spit on.
Bitch Bing is more
watch
like
him.
It.
Let's see if they show it.
Oh, they will. It's big news. Charlie Sheen is breathing a sigh of relief. Because this guy is the new Sheen.
Are they going to replay the spit?
In slow motion. Sweet, sweet revenge.
Right here, right here, yeah.
There's Tosh. Watch the spit. He looks at Rogan, points at
him. Ah, cut it, fucking...
Boost Mobile!
What's wrong with you people cutting the best part
censorship.
Of the fucking fight?
That's fucking censorship.
When you spit at somebody. Poor George Rivera. I gotta
he
give my
like
heart
emotional.
Out to him.
God, look at his face. It's all scratched up.
Poor guy.
These guys engage in such heated words up to the fight, and then it's just like you didn't carry through on what you said you were gonna do.
He scratched him. Look at Rogan pacing.
Why?
All right, give it to Michael Bisping. Tough guy.
No one is happy about that. Himself. Yeah, no one's happy about that.
I want a piece of you, Bisping.
Well, he cursed. Me too.
I apologize for maybe losing control a little
spitting.
Bit.
Oh, so Jorge talks shit.
I respect him as an opponent. He talks so much shit.
Whoa!
Well, you know what? He hyped up this fight. He made it very interesting, but you got very emotionally connected to this, right? I did, yeah. You know,
he said he struck a nerve.
It, you know? I've never said anything bad about him. And he came out with all these things. His coaches, his cornermen, everybody. And I felt they were going below the belt.
He's got great hair.
So I apologize. If I lost it a little bit, Mr. White, I apologize.
Well, that aside,
real man.
Satisfying was your performance tonight because you looked outstanding, especially your conditioning. Coming into the second round, it was clear that he was fading and you were coming on strong. Let's take a look at the end of the fight where you really had him hurt. You had him up against the cage.
Who'd he spit on?
Oh, I guess it wasn't Joe unless Joe liked it and he spit in Joe's mouth and then Joe was like,
oh. It was one of the coaches, I
well,
guess.
Well, you know, Joe's professional. The show must go on.
That's right. So what, you got spit on your shirt? You
that's right. The guy got heated.
Did you like getting spit on?
A stripper gets come on a titty. Not. You think she don't go back out there and dance? No. She gets the wipe. She wipes that titty and she shakes that ass, bitches, because she's a fucking professional. Danielle Stewart, add in on this shit, will you? Don't just sit there looking pretty.
No, I'm just mesmerized by
you're like the Alex. Fucking girl in the Aerosmith song.
He looks like Forrest Griffin.
I just can't believe how, like, I've never seen this many emotions.
Well, what do you expect?
Shown.
You're going to fucking war.
But they're not every fight isn't like this.
Every
you know
fight
I mean?
Is
kind
like...
of like hurt feelings happening here.
Oh,
is that Tate?
Nah. Who's this? Dizzy?
Dizzy Rascal. Rascal. Oh, he looks so high.
You got the Rock?
No, that's Joey Rock Diaz right looks higher.
Who's Dizzy Rascal?
He's a big rapper.
Dizzy Rascal.
Can't be that big.
Oh, shit. They're the Hawaiian.
Who is that?
Joe Pineapple, BJ Penn.
I mean, Bisping basically said he hurt my feelings. Does that
yeah.
doesn't
Joey
happen
Pineapple's
all the time. Birdie. A fighter doesn't normally say
BJ Penn, that's his nickname, Joey Pineapple.
Am I right? Mm-hmm. No one's fucking paying attention to my shit.
What are you
I've
saying?
Seen BJ
sorry,
Penn in person.
Isn't it rare for a fighter to basically say the other guy hurt my feelings?
Yeah,
very rare. He was
cry.
Honest.
Did you see him cry?
He
yeah,
was very
that's
honest.
What I mean. That's why I think it's cool. It's different.
What's that Billy Joe song? Honesty. Doesn't Billy Joe have one of those jams?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Look at the way she looks at me, Danielle. I don't know. All right. Brody Stevens. Get
yeah,
off the fucking
Steven.
Twitter.
It's a major show. This is a guy
who gives a fuck.
I have
show.
To do something. This is West.
Do the show. Look, they're
yes.
going to fight right now.
This is
do
somebody who runs the major
it's
industry.
It's Martin
this
Lisa.
This
yeah,
is the,
you know Martin.
This
UTA?
Is,
Rhodey. He's not a UTA anymore.
This is the last fight. This is a tremendous
is that
fight.
CA represents
BJ Penn
represents
Hawaii.
Rhodey Stevens. Brody.
You understand me? Against John Fitch coming at you from fucking Purdue and AKA Fight Academy up there. In San Jose, one of my favorite camps in the world, Cain Velasquez.
How is San Jose? I haven't been there, really.
Do you know the way
to San
Jose?
Dun,
I've been
dun,
away
dun,
so
dun,
long,
dun, dun,
I
dun,
can't go home and lose my
you got
way.
Mad flavor.
Come on, Doug. You know
mad
how we do
flavor.
It. Always.
Get John Fitch.
Always.
Is
tremendous.
He in Kings of Leon?
No, he's not in Kings of Leon, you fuck. He's a fighter. He fights out of San Jose. Nice guy. This is going to be a great fight right here. BJ Penn, former champion twice. Fighting at whatever the fuck they're fighting at 170.
He's a nice guy, BJ
Stop
Penn.
Stop biting your nails, Danielle. You know what I'm saying?
Is he a nice guy, BJ Penn?
Both of these guys are gentlemen.
Are they friends with each other too? Probably.
I guess they play tennis and hang out. What the fuck do
BJ
I know?
BJ Penn looks like he's
Wikipedia.
Barely awake.
Is BJ Penn? Is he Joe Coy's cousin?
No, he's not Joe
I'm
Coy's
kidding.
Cousin.
He looks like
I like
he's barely
the story.
Awake.
When are you going back
he's
in
like,
the Chelsea show?
I'm not. I'm now.
No more.
My life is over.
No, it's not over. But you moved on. You got
well. It wasn't. I didn't move on the way I wanted to move on.
She's not mad at you.
Isn't
though.
That old news?
I don't know. I think they are.
No,
isn't that old news? That happened a while ago.
She's not mad at you.
About?
No, they're all upset.
I heard through the grapevine. She's not mad at you at all. She laughed. That's what I heard on the grapevine. Dog, you know.
I'm hurt by everything, just how it all turned out.
But you're still a fucking professional. You got Hangover 1 and 2.
Due date
you know
DVD.
Due date DVD. I heard you're writing up. Are you
Look penning? At Goldberg. He's turned into a menacing character.
I heard you're writing up. Are you penning an autobiography?
I want to do a book on how to survive 10 years in Hollywood
DJ
without
penning.
Making it.
BJ penning he's, an autobiography.
He's penning an autobiography. You know, you got shit going on.
Goldberg is ripped.
Sure.
Now, who is he?
Goldberg is the other announcer with Joe Rogan.
What's his background?
Joe Rogan's got the silver shirt
Best
on.
Damn sports show.
That's
I
the
know
same
who
shirt
Joe Rogan.
Tony Manero wore in Saturday Night Fever. You know what I'm saying?
I work with both these guys. I work with Joe at the Man Show, so obviously a lot of the Man Show warm-up energy. Joe and I have connected on. And then Goldberg, Michael, with Joey, used to be on at Best Damn Sports Show all the time where I did warm-ups. There's a lot of Brody energy sprinkled throughout the UFC empire. Of course, with Bruce Buffer and Michael Buffer, who I see at the Save-On Thrifties in Encino. Very tan, very good guy, good family person.
You're a good fucking man, bro. That's why I love you. You know what I'm saying? You still don't get... Where's Taylor Vixen? I thought she was coming to the...
No, you
were
always great on Best Damn Sports Show. Very professional. You nailed it every time.
Yeah, sure, right.
Why do you say that?
Why do you got to bullshit me?
I'm not bullcrapping you.
Why are we talking about the Best Damn? Those are the days.
You were great on it.
So were you. You're my man.
Lonnie Love was on it, too, and she's still going.
Where's Taylor Vixen? They lied to me.
Is she an adult actress?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I don't know. Red Band. What do you eat? Red Band pretzels? What do you got? Pizza? Cocksucker.
The Bisbing situation. Everybody knows I have no love for Bisbing. I thought he was a bitch.
Three retweets. Let's see what we got here. Tell them Fitch will win by dry hump. Quit looking at your Twitter every second. Sorry, Brody, you're good. I'm the bored guy on Twitter.
Stop looking at fucking Twitter.
Also,
I have work to do.
Have you given out your Twitter yet?
I have not.
The Danny Stew, T8 at... Yeah, I think they get the at part for fucking Twitter.
Danny
Stew. www. Dot, you want me to throw that one in there too? The Danny, DANISTEW on Twitter. The Danny Stew.
Fucking Red Man's got a voodoo thing next funny. To me, some Hawaiian.
It's the Hawaiian that was given at Brady Bunch, remember?
Well, this the is Brady the BJ Penn, Maluk.
That's actually BJ Penn's statue.
Conversely,
so this is the headlining fight.
I love
this
BJ Penn, headline. My favorite fighter. BJ Penn's he's got his work cut out for him tonight. Everybody says he's the underdog.
This is a great.
Now the rules different for this, the headline fight.
No, if a belt's on the line, Brody has five rounds. There's no belt on the line here. This is, but winner of this will get a title shot.
Okay, so it's three rounds,
3 5-minute rounds. If it's a belt, if there's a belt on the line, it's five.
Thank you
rounds.
For clearing that up.
You follow me,
Steven Brody Stevens, 12. 40-15 tonight. 12-15 tonight at the Comedy Store.
What was the 40 in there?
I guess that's 12-45 last time. 12-15 tonight.
Is this the new Fleshlight player?
Yeah, check it out.
That's the new one?
It's never been used before.
Is that the asshole one?
I got to keep it clean. I do Disney stuff.
Okay.
So what do you do with that?
What do you think you do with it? Unscrew it?
Can you clean it? Is this
dishwasher? It's never been used before. So this
dishwasher friendly. No, that's the side you clean. Unscrew it the other side.
Danielle, here you go. Care and usage guide. There you go. That's for
it's just. There's only one sentence. Fuck it.
It seems
big. Right, there you go.
That's the clean outside.
Oh, you know what you're doing.
Bam.
Can I put my finger in there to see what it's like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never been used. Today.
And then what do I do?
No, you smell your finger.
Is it? But it's clean.
No, it's dirty. They fucked with you.
Are you serious?
I fucked up last night.
No, that's
disgusting. It's fucked up about an hour.
Would feel awesome on a dick. See what I mean? I would absolutely. Rogan said he's going to give me one, and then they were out of them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take that. I don't trust that.
Oh, that's like the dirtiest one of them all.
Yeah, he's
that's
fucked up.
Stop finger banging that.
He's fucked
it.
It's got.
Yeah, I know it feels good. Stop.
No,
my dick was in that. That's definitely not clean.
Smell your finger, Danielle.
Smell your finger.
Smell your finger. Put it in the fucking
thing. It's like the dirtiest one of them all. It's like the sluttiest. That's why I keep it in that container, because it's so fucking disgusting. I'm embarrassed.
You're out of town a lot, baby. I need a flush. But not in the least.
It pays to smoke the best, bitches.
What's that?
You don't need to.
Bro, where's that pipe you were passing around for the BJ? Where's the Hawaiian?
People are watching. They want to hear it.
Hey.
Where's Tripoli?
Get on that one, baby.
John Fitch.
Hey, so what is he coming out to? Is he coming out to John Wayne? Rusty Cage?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get out.
All right.
13-1.
Where am I sitting?
Right where you were, buddy. Right where you were. So BJ Penn,
is he saying switch to organic foods?
Ex-champ, bro. Organic. He's an ex-champ. Moving up a weight class.
I do, but I think half of it's bullshit.
I think some
stuff is bullshit.
Organic. Yes, enjoy it. Brody is me, friend.
Why don't you move the head threaded?
Move the microphone towards you.
That's Mrs. BJ Penn right there. That's his mom right there.
What should I do?
Just move the microphone.
Get comfortable.
Towards you.
I want you to get comfortable. Put you don't need a thousand on. Chiropractors.
Brody.
Like the whole stand.
So, yeah, everybody follow everybody here on Twitter. We're big tweeters. If you didn't know, Brody is me friend. Red Band.
I am five away Mad from flavor. 8,700. Five away from 8,700, the rumor has it.
The Teeb and the Danny Stew and...
Sam, oh, my God, he is so fired up like an animal.
This guy, why is he yelling at me? This guy's the favorite. The other guy is a champ.
What's the line on this, Teeb? Look it up and shit real quick. So
let me see if I can find that.
Are these UFC wrestling shorts just glorified?
These lines had a change.
I'm going for BJ Penn.
Are you going for BJ Penn?
I will always root for Penn, but Penn is the underdog in this fight.
I know, but...
this guy's so scared.
He's got heart, man.
That's amazing. I'm still happy you guys are still listening to the podcast. We know you got a lot of entertainment values to do out there, but you're here with us. 400 plus. We fucking love you all. You're soldiers. Thank you for sticking around for the main headline fight in the office right now. Brody, Jason, Redman, the pod father in the motherfucking house.
Oh, did somebody send you a shirt for me?
Yes, I have it at home.
The power just went out.
My man,
that's another big story.
MikeMaxwellArt.com. So, bro, very nice guy.
I'm wearing one of the
BJ Penn is a champ, okay. Different weight class, moving up a weight class to fight this guy who's the number one contender.
National anthem, I think.
He's Hawaiian.
But here's the beauty of this:
some Hawaiian jams.
Here's the beauty of this: that no matter who wins this, even if John Fitch,
Simon, you got your wish. I'm back on the mic. Thank you for watching in London.
He's got to wait two fucking fights. He's got to wait two fights to fight this poor kid, this GSP. Look at BJ Penn. He's looking tough and crazy in the eyeballs.
Oh, my God. Guys, can you put it on pause? I got to run home and do my taxes. We'll be right back.
All right.
What's going on, Brody Stevens?
Oh, Red Band. That was one of my closing bits.
When is Hangover 2 coming out?
May 26th.
So, and what is? Are you up against the Kevin James movie?
Yeah, Mall Cop 3.
Is that what you... No. I heard that the Kevin James movie is up against you guys, and you guys better get it together.
What's his movie?
The one with the fucking animals.
Zookeeper with Joe Rogan.
Zookeeper.
Reginald, you got it? I'll
Rogan's
and
Zookeeper yeah. also?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Uh-oh.
We'll be fucking forget about it.
What are they saying?
They're saying it's the Academy. Hit of the year.
They're saying Oscar
Joe Rogan
buzz.
Plays an enemy, like a really amped up, crazy, like kind of over-exaggerated.
I'm getting a phone call.
Who's calling you?
Martin Lisa.
Oh, shit.
Martin. Hey, I'm doing a podcast. Can I call you back later? I'm in a live podcast right now with some of the hottest comedians in the business. Martin Lisak, very powerful guy.
Hello?
Yes.
Brody Roy Stevens, give me a call in a little bit. We're going to discuss Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons.
And your work at the Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory.
Talk to Jamie. We're going
to
extend your sets up to 40 minutes from here on out.
They're extending my sets up to 40 minutes. I'm getting the Dane Cook spot. Yes, powerful.
This is what I'm talking about, Brody Stevens.
Thank you, Martin.
You're like BJ Penn. You're a star rising.
Martin, I'll call you tomorrow. Friendship.
Stay black, Martin. Love you.
He's white.
Stay black. That's the whole thing.
40 at the Laugh Factory.
That was kind
40 minutes set.
That was Martin Lawrence, right?
No, Martin Lisak. Oh, he's still here.
Red
he's still
Band,
here.
Get it together, cocksucker. That's
he's
Martin
still here.
Lisak.
Go ahead, Martin.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right.
We want to go. Okay, we got to go back this thing. Martin, I got to go back this podcast. I'll call you later.
We love you, Martin. Stay black, baby.
Martin Lisak has street credibility.
Martin Lisak,
right, so
the man
32
election.
Versus 33. Okay, 169.
It's pineapples against fucking Indiana. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, buddy.
I think he's like two blocks away from French Lick.
It's a guy who could change
careers. Are you from French Lick, Indiana, though?
I'm from up north by Chicago. French Lick is
down southern
Indiana.
Absolutely. The home of Larry Bird and many other good fucking...
You got it. Bird and the Ku Klux Klan, Indiana, buddy.
That's right, brother. You know how they roll there. Get it together, bitches. Here we go.
BJ
the fight you've all been waiting for.
Par person
if you paid
Sweden.
$44, enjoy. If you paid $55, enjoy even fucking more.
Shout out to you, buddy.
The
watch
podcast
Sweden.
Is free, bitches.
Look
That's how
Herb
we
Dean.
Do it here. Look at Herb Dean making it happen.
Is he a good guy?
Herb Dean's
very
a cool
nice.
Guy. Very
Gentleman,
nice guy.
Yes.
So they travel around at all the events?
Yeah,
yes, they do.
Know. It's a big family.
When
are
you
it?
Coming to an event, yeah. dog? I thought he had tickets for you. You didn't want to show up because you were scared of fucking somebody who was there. I didn't hear the story.
People are saying, be polite. Don't make Coco ask for the pipe twice.
You know what I'm saying?
I must have missed something when I was out of the room, but it sounds like they're fucking...
I know. Where's that reefer at, fucking Red Band? I'm sitting over here like an orphan.
Coco. Look at Buffer. He gets in. Does he do that all the time? A whole dance?
Yeah. Yep. It's the Buffer family. Michael Buffer. Bruce Buffer.
Fighting.
That's his brother. Yep. Let's get ready to Rumble's brother. Coco, who do you got in this fight?
I got with my heart. You know, I love BJ Penn with my head. Both of these guys. I'm not really. I usually would go with John Fitch. I'm all confused now.
Look at him. He's very angry.
Big Ten wrestler. Big time wrestler. Big Ten. Wrestled at Purdue.
Oh, he did?
11-1.
Sir Jim Everett, the quarterback for the Rams.
That's correct.
Oh, he did almost like a throat cutting.
Rod Woodson, also from Purdue.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, also from Purdue.
Because I got picked on a lot growing up. You know, this goes all the way back.
I hate that video.
To when I was like a seven-year-old.
I cannot stand
growing
watching
up in the
that
valley.
Video.
Oh, Brody, what are you, gay? You walk like a gay boy.
I can't even watch that video. Please take it down.
Stevens.
I can't. I'm here. Jason.
No, I'm good, buddy. I'm good.
Give it back to Tarzan. Right.
No, I'm good.
I want that video taken down. How do I get videos taken down off YouTube?
You got to get lawyers involved for that.
Just pretty much write the person that put it up and just like, hey, please take it down.
Yeah, I'm sick of that video.
Who was talking shit about you?
Nothing. But
look
at
the size difference in these two. God, I love BJ Penn. Please, BJ, don't lose this fight.
God, I look bad on that.
Oh, shit. Now I'm getting nervous. Now I don't feel good.
Oh, take it down.
Let's go, BJ!
I love you, brother Stevens.
Here we go, guys.
This is going to be a great fight.
Oh, BJ coming at him.
Oh, shit.
Right to it. This
lovers
is the
embrace.
Watch that punch in the back of the head.
No, the booty punch. The booty punch.
No, nothing. They're going right for it, these two savages.
Sweep that leg.
Viagra definitely.
Watch those knees.
Being used in this fight, it appears.
You think so? Ow!
Brody, feel it, vicarious pains.
Oh. I love it, Brody, when you yell like that, you sick fuck.
Look, he's like grabbing him. Gentlemen.
Brody, are you getting into the UFC now that you've been watching this first event here?
Ow! I've been here a couple times.
Yeah.
I was here for another event.
Yeah.
Oh!
Watch that foot stomp, too. They love that one.
Smackthat.com.
Smack that fucking leg. Get that nerve numb. Numb that nerve.
Get those inside knees.
Where's Taylor Vixen? I'm here. Three fucking.
Stop with the Taylor
15
Vixen.
Fucking rounds of fighting. Oh. And Taylor Vixen's still.
Where's Kelly Kirsten?
Ow.
I don't know. She's writing the script for you.
Have you seen Kelly Kirsten lately, Brody?
No,
you
I
got
haven't.
It, buddy.
What's she up to?
Call the podcast of
I haven't
love.
Seen her in a while either. You know, Eleanor did the Naughty
go?
Show the other night. Killed.
Yeah, she was
great
awesome.
Set. She was great, man.
I love that.
She's really coming to her own.
Yeah, she really is coming to her own. She's great with the crowd work.
I love this.
Yeah, John Heffron was supposed to be here at King's Cross. And what happened to Heffron? He got caught up?
His roof was leaking because of the rainstorm. He said he was still trying to make it, but he was waiting for the roof guy.
Okay.
That's more important.
So John Heffron may be doing a blackout cast later with Red Band?
Yeah.
My roof leaked, but I left. I think the roof guy's waiting outside at my door.
Did you put a bucket down?
Dirk Sauce?
Boom!
I said this is more important.
There you go. Punches
everybody follow at Dirk Sauce, a good fan of all the Death Squad stuff.
Look at this backwards grab here. The backwards butthole.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, in between the legs of the Viagra.
This is going to be... I think this should be... This could has potential to be a very tactful fight.
Well, a lot of people were saying that they were both going to stand up.
A
blah,
very
blah, blah,
technical
hey,
fight.
Guys, it's 9/11. What are you thinking of? You got it. The worst disaster.
Oh,
in
shit.
Never forget. And there's a takedown for BJ Penn. Never forget 9/11. And BJ Penn
never
has a takedown.
Forget hash mark 9/11. Pia.
Well, see, this TV's jacked too.
Oh, he's going to take. He takes his back.
Oh
BJ, shit. Get that hook under there.
Do you guys try to smell bad with BO and not shower?
It's not so much like the NFL. A lot of times guys work up a nice fucking thick boner before they go in just to freak people
yeah,
out.
Yeah, a huge, serious? You know, they don't, it's just to freak the other person out. Like, real thick and meaty one. You know?
For balance.
He's got John Fitch in some trouble here.
I hope you're
he is in
saying?
Trouble.
He's got him in some trouble
he's
here.
Got a BJ Penn has body a body lock.
He's got the whole thing going here.
He's trying to work that right arm underneath for rear naked choke, and now he's trying to get both hooks in, and he has both hooks in.
Are their hearts beating?
Together,
your
little
hearts
bit,
are
beating.
They... Fucking sitting there, you.
No. Oh, BJ has got it.
Oh shit. Oh fuck.
God, get it. There's a lot of time left for BJ Penn has his back right now. Fitch is very crafty in his ground defense, though. But fuck.
He shouldn't innovate those waffles.
He's got the body hook.
Fitch is very crafty from this.
Fitch has got, he's got wrist
prodigy.
Control on the right
his
wrist.
Jiu-jitsu's off the fucking chains. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
But don't. Oh,
there
and he
go.
Turns it
See,
into fucking.
The party starts right here.
Doesn't BJ Penn look like a video game character like Call of Duty or something like that?
What's all these people with the green shirts on? What is
St. Patrick's
shit?
Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is a month away. Yeah.
Not in Australia. In Australia, it's today.
Look, there's Christian Bale looking right in.
He's red too.
And there's Tripoli.
Yeah, hysterical.
Oh, BJ is crafty.
This is a good fight right here, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's trying to... What do we got here?
You got to work real hard to get John
Do all UFC fighters work out with kettlebells?
Yes.
Yes, they do, probably. If not, you should go to from camp to camp and fucking consult them.
Camp David?
Are you doing some sort of kettlebells cold calling thing?
From Camp David to Auschwitz. From camp
do they
to
sponsor
camp.
You, brother, kettlebells?
No, they should.
Sam Tripoli's watching in the green room, T-Man. We got another room in there with some other people watching.
It's actually a better TV.
Yeah, with a
and
giant
there's
a, TV.
And there's women in there.
Yeah, giant TV.
We're all suckers.
Women.
Jason, can you check my ad replies, please? Thank you.
What do you need?
This is where the party's at. 10 seconds left here.
So it looks like we're going to get out of the round one here. This is a, I would give this round to BJ Penn. Anybody else?
Yeah.
He had a takedown. He almost hit. Oh, absolutely BJ Penn's round. 1-0 Penn. Any arguments?
Nope.
Yeah, T-Man, Tripoli's in the other room. We got a giant TV in the other room.
He's all right. It's all right in here. People come and go all
as well
long.
As a couple joints going around. I'm not saying who is and who isn't smoking.
I'm not. You know I don't.
Brody Stevens doesn't do drugs.
Hangover 1 and 2, ladies and gentlemen.
He does movies.
Yes! Due date.
Due date.
Disney films.
Available on DVD,
yes!
Blu-ray.
I know Kermit the Frog. Work the road with him.
Muppet movie there backstage. Story.
Brody takes Manhattan.
Let me see the hat. Where'd you get the hat from?
This?
You look. Take the hat off.
When
you're
out working on the
while.
Shipyard, the shipyard.
Let's see the hairdo. Oh, it's tight, tight. And shit.
Keeping this that shit cut
hat.
Up.
I'm bald.
Tight. You're not bald. You look
looking
sharp.
Good. You're looking good, Brody.
Proud. You're a nice. You like Jason Strand.
I'm dating Ramona.
Which Ramona?
Ramona Scott.
Oh God, BJ was so close to having that.
You used to date Super Lou.
Tripoli, T-Man wanted to know where you went, buddy. He was a little worried about you.
I couldn't see it from my seat.
Yeah.
Super loop.
Brody just came in here.
Oh, BJ
Sam
went for his face.
Oh. Brody Stevens kicking me out of the podcast.
Oh, you want to sit here, Sam?
No, buddy. You have fun.
No, if you want, I'm serious. Is this your spot? No.
I mean, yeah, but that's fine.
Well, then sit here.
What the I'm fuck? You it. Came in here, you sat down
Sam,
in people's chairs.
You sit here, I'll sit there.
I don't care. Don't worry about it.
I'm only taking direction from Red Band.
Sam, we got two more rounds left.
So he tried to sabotage our relationship.
Get on the mic, Sammy.
Get on the mic, Sam.
Why don't you sit here?
You burned the bridge.
Is this your spot, Sam?
No, that's it. Those are hard knees coming.
No.
Those knees hurt a lot more than they seem.
You got a main room spot tonight.
Yeah, I am a winner.
You're a fucking animal. Sit down, drop some knowledge on these people. I love Sammy Tripp.
Get a mic for Sammy.
I'm back.
Okay,
I'm back,
Sam's
guys.
Back, everybody.
Right,
everybody,
stop. After a brief retirement, I'm back in the battle.
I thought T-Man was going to head back to the Philippines,
here.
Sam.
What's everybody's feelings on the raspberry shorts?
I'm not a big fan.
I think that might be affecting why he...
Raspberry shortcake?
First round of Penn.
I'm going to give
the disagreement. Yeah, absolutely. Almost had his back. Takedown.
This is why...
Oh, see that?
This is why they don't want to give Fitch a title shot, because they don't want him to win, and then he got this. This is what the UFC doesn't want in their title.
You got a Dirk Sauce. Anything I can do to help out the fans, get some followers.
Who's like a hillbilly guy? He's not the face of the sport. They want like a John Cena. They want like
Matt Evans would like to know what happened.
They want exciting fighters.
Last night, people who go out there and bang.
That's not an exciting style.
In the bathtub,
holding a guy against the wall, ground and pound.
She's MIA. She took a cab at 8, and the red man hasn't seen her since.
It's about
told the same story to the cops. All right,
70 pounds of ice in the bathtub, and we believe she's underneath it. He told the same.
Where's Taylor Vixen? This wouldn't have happened if Taylor was here.
I'm checking my Twitter.
Brody Stevens.
So how's the let's get
11 minutes since my last retweet. Damn it.
11 minutes.
You're very concerned about people retweeting you?
Well, not a retweet, just a at reply. I'm kidding.
I got one in mind for you earlier. Somebody said, hey, hooray, Brody Stevens answered my question live.
Steven, Brody Stevens. Oh, look at the blood.
Yeah, it's his face. You should talk through the black, Brody.
Oh, okay. Let me talk through the black guy.
Yeah, it's filters. Whoa.
Who knocked that over? It wasn't me, was it?
What was it?
I didn't touch it.
That's the second time, whatever that is.
What
fallen.
Was that?
Did 2 minutes
Fitch
left
is
here.
Really bleeding,
is
you guys.
Bleeding. Oh, shit. Don't move.
Either Fitch is bleeding or...
Oh, gross.
Or BJ Penn's back has stigmata.
No, his face is bleeding.
Oh, there's a nice uppercut by Fitch.
Guys, bleeding.
Look how nice for this. This is when Fitch lights up. Once he starts bleeding, he becomes a fucking animal.
Can you get AIDS through nostril sex?
No.
Pretty much butt fucking and needle.
BJ Penn with another takedown.
Look at all these cameras.
Well, he's running this round so far. John Fitch better put it together.
Fitch has got about 6.5 minutes to get his shit together, and he takes his back again. He's got both hooks in. Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, he broke his fucking nose. This Fitch, that blood's coming out profusely.
Profusely.
Confuciously, you said that.
Was that a good movie, Profusious?
Fitch is good with his wrist control when he's in this position, but fuck, man.
See, this is why you do sit-ups.
This is why you do a lot of things.
And he rolls it right over into...
Yep.
Right back into guard again. This is the second time that happened from that exact
same
position.
Here, Fitch got to open up right here to really do some damage.
Fitch
this
has to open up.
Has to open up right here.
I think
here,
they got to change his raspberry sorbet shorts.
Brody, we got a good comment for you. Some
okay.
King's Crossing says, I didn't know that Brody was doing a theater production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with the McMurphy outfit.
Oh,
I
thank
think it's
you
a little
very
something
much.
About
an
the
homage.
Hat.
An homage to the cold weather here. Yeah. It's Oregon-like weather here in L.A. today.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, cover up. Cover up, Penn. Cover up.
Portland. Oh, my God.
And that's Fitch bleeding down on him.
See, here's a good round right here. See?
You can't have somebody's blood on you.
Who are you giving
you?
This round to, Joe?
Well,
now he's gonna finish the round on top of him. Now
yeah, this
gotta,
is a this is a tougher one to score. But I tell you what, man. Penn took his back again. Penn got another takedown.
Who had octagon control?
That's the question right there. It's half and half in this round.
Fitch punched him in the face 80 times.
I'm going to go ahead and give this round to Brody Stevens. Brody Stevens.
You got it. I will accept it.
Is Brody winning on the judges'
card? So we got one round for BJ Penn. One
so
round.
Penn is back up.
That's a tougher round to all score. Right. I want to give that to Penn again with the takedown and the took his back again.
I'm going to say right now, overall, BJ Penn's winning this fight.
This is going to be a great round right here. This tough motherfucker, this soldier of death here.
Who's his corner man? Ted Williams, the voice?
Yeah.
Check.
No, it's the guy on Real Time with Bill Maher all the time. The professor poet.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. I know you don't know.
Why'd you call him that guy? Very racist.
I can't think.
You got to turn it up, Fitz. That's what he's saying to him. You got to turn it up, baby.
This is it.
It is? This is the last round?
This is the last round, buddy.
Oh, Facebook.com/USC. Let me write that down.
USC.
Yes, T-Man.
Right now,
that is correct.
This isn't Trojan.
Facebook all details and shit like that so you can stay on top of your MMA game, Brody.
I didn't know UFC was on Facebook. That's cool.
Everything's on Facebook.
Yeah, they show fights on Facebook.
Who's that?
Are you serious?
Is that God?
Yeah, they showed two fights
God,
on
yeah.
Facebook.
Everything's on Facebook, Brody. Everything.
Watch this, Brody.
Facebook, invented by
savage.
A Jew.
Brody, watch these two savages now, round three.
Some might say stolen by a Jew.
Oh, that was a big punch.
Are you a Napster guy?
Don't pull him into guard. He's got his foot. Oh, boy. This is not where you want to be, Beej.
Well, I mean, Jesus if he just Christ. Holds on.
Got a lot of requests for a Nicky Benz blackout cast, Red Band.
I know.
Have you tried to hook that up?
I don't think she would really do it.
Thank you, Ryan Howard. I'm doing my best.
Is he down in spring training? The Phillies?
Do you think she would do it?
I don't know.
Do what?
She would never do it.
Do what?
A blackout cast.
What's a blackout
cast? And BJ Penn's back up. It's where Red Band gets a girl drunk and then he fucks her.
4 minutes left.
No, it's
where, oh, BJ.
It's where we
should. So we got a miss by Fitch.
Who's next up on the drunken cast?
You know what's crazy? BJ looks like he's a little gassed.
Is that Frank
BJ
Trigg?
BJ does look gassed.
Is that Frank Trigg?
He's probably there.
He's probably Frank. There.
So Fitch is trying to take
nice.
BJ's back. He's throwing a lot of like left and right knees to BJ's left thigh.
There's Dana
and
White
ass
twittering.
Cheek.
Butt kicks.
Dana White's not even looking at the fight.
He's not even watching the fight.
He's sitting there on Twitter.
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's watching,
oh,
it,
he's
on the
watching it on the monitor. Yeah.
He's watching this fucking
don't
MacBook.
Get your back
That's
taken
what he's
here.
He's watching his MacBook rise like.
So BJ's trying to pull guard so as to not get his back taken.
Is there a UFC charter plane where they go just?
Well, the cat just went crazy on the other cat.
Like just meet at LAX and we're going.
No, they flew first class down to they just write checks for flights. They don't have a Learjet or anything like that.
So they don't.
I'm surprised they don't have that.
I'm sure some of them might, but they don't load everybody up on the flight.
How did Rogan fly over there? On what airline?
Qantas airline.
First class.
$25,000 a ticket.
Are you serious?
Ari Shaffir and Joe Rogan.
Did Ari go to the fight or did he go walk around? He said,
I don't know.
He's sure he's
I haven't heard from him.
He's sitting there by himself right now looking around eating fucking peanuts or something.
BJ is taking it right now.
Did he smoke marijuana in Australia?
Yep. Somebody brought him a joint last night. One of our Twitter followers.
Everything is way more expensive in Australia. So like a dime bag is 20.
I'm telling you, BJ's going to have to. He can't take an entire round like this.
I'm checking my Twitter.
He's got his left leg
over
the shoulder.
Put it down. You're too funny for that.
Go for the triangle.
This would be great. This
BJ needs to get the fuck up. He can't take a pounding like this.
2 minutes.
Hammer fist, hammer fist.
Oh, I saw that one.
You should go Reggie Watts with that and just start looping it.
I hate that elbow rub move. He's trying to work a cut.
No, I know. Jason said that. I don't hate anything. Can you loop me? If you tape myself and loop me? Yes.
Where's Taylor Vixen, cocksucker? You lied to me, cocksucker.
BJ has got to get out of this full guard. He's just taking a grounded pound.
You said Taylor
hammer fist, elbows.
No, I did not. Why are you torturing me?
He can't take another 2 minutes of this.
Turn off the power,
cocksucker. Can you record this and loop it? 3, 2, 1. Enjoy it.
Recorded.
Yes. Now we loop it back. Go. Turn it into an app.
He's got to get up from here. Dana will not give him another fight. He's got a minute and a half to at least get up.
BJ's got to get on his feet.
Who's not going to get another fight?
This poor BJ Penn. This is how many weight classes are you going to go to? What's next? 138?
He wants to go to a heavyweight.
Oh, he's
next.
Going for a triangle. Oh, God damn it.
It's too sweaty. They're too sweaty.
Yeah,
now.
I know, but
well,
still
Anderson
needs something.
Silva got one. Who the fuck am I to say?
Yeah, you never know.
One never knows.
He's got to get wrist control and get that fucking
arm over
his shoulder.
You know what I heard about Anderson Silva? Loves Joey Karate.
Really? Have you done any Joey Karate stuff lately?
No, I didn't do this last week because Eddie was out of town. He called me too late. I'm going to do a special
God, BJ, you got to get up, buddy.
Yeah, when he looks like this. That's the last time he looked like that was against GSP when they were giving him the towel and
but
shit.
But it doesn't mean he's necessarily lost a fight.
Bro,
he could
he
have
ended,
won the first two
he ended, No, he yeah. ended the first, second round.
This can't be good for your
this
head.
This one he's been in
No,
the
it's good for your head. It's no, like
this
a massage.
Yeah, this is
for
perfect
head.
For your head.
Totally good.
The Chinese
I don't
haven't even
think
invented
so.
This is reverse acupuncture.
This is when you get to the highest level.
What he needs to do is he needs to get those heels on the hips and push back.
I have no desire to left. UFC fight.
He's been on the he's been on his back the whole 5 minutes.
Around,
guys,
yeah,
so.
You're right, buddy.
And all the Swedish ass you could to eat.
I wrestled in junior high school. I won one fight.
I thought you were 5-3, cocksucker.
No, that's street fighting.
Fighting.
That was a street
that's
fighting.
Different.
I'm telling you, you're 6-0. What are you lying
what
for?
What was your?
You're trying to put the three in there. Lower
what
the
did
eyes.
You usually fight about, Brody?
People making fun of how big my nose is, or.
BJ, who wins this fight with this round being so dominant?
He's like in a pretzel.
Yeah, that's the move.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching
Who's
it
Who's going to win this fight?
You're watching it. It looks like John
God,
Fitch.
He's trying to get that triangle.
You can't say.
That's it. Look at this
and
poor guy at
over.
The bottom. The pineapple juice don't give you endurance. You got to drink the fucking coconut
man,
water.
Man, do you think he did enough in that round to win this fight?
No. Well, he had been strong, but he got dominated in the first one.
His face is actually bloodied up a little more than Beej.
Look at this. The judges are seeing this, ladies and gentlemen, just like you're seeing this. This doesn't look good.
Fitch won.
you know. Yeah, he hit three home runs, but fucking Fitch came out and hit five in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then this guy's looking like this. At least walk around and put your fucking hands up.
It's just too big of a weight class jump.
Yeah, I know, Fitch. Buddy, but
it's his dad. He's the coach, Bill Fitch, the guy who coached the Celtics and the Clippers.
Yes.
Is he still alive? Bill Fitch may be passed away.
Put that music on.
He may
bring that beat
back.
He's
still alive.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you know
Clipper
basketball.
Bring that beat back.
Here we go. Bring that beat back.
Can you check and see if Bill Fitch is alive?
Google it.
You have it on your phone, Brody.
I love you.
But everyone gets on me when
UFC 27 live in Australia. What's happening tonight? What are you going to do now? What's next?
What do you use to charge your phone?
It's sad out there. Get a candle and drink some wine and make the best of it. Of life.
Bill Fitch is
and what you have to offer.
Still alive. How did you know that, Sam?
Because I get...
Is that Bill Fitch, the basketball coach?
Updates.
You're interrupting my
phone. Here we go. Here we go.
Sucker.
Here we go, you guys. Here
you
we go.
Totally
watch this whole place.
Here we go.
Who's won? Who do you guys think won?
I'm going with Fitch.
Fitch. Oh, my God. He's beaten
Who
are
you going
up.
With?
Here we go.
Who are you going with, Red Band?
Fitch.
I'm going to go BJ Penn.
Are you serious?
Cool, I'm going to throw it
here
out there.
Look at this guy. That's what Charlie Sheen has as his nose at night.
Split decision. Draw!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What a bummer.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
That's probably a good call.
A
no
call.
One likes a draw.
A
do the negative.
Call.
Now, Brian, do the negative. Dun, 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 dun. Do the... No, do the...
What does that mean, a majority draw?
No, that not means... that one. Do... Stop at the part.
There's, there's a draw split where it's one way, another
Tony
way, and
Bruno
a draw.
That's
and a majority
thing.
Draw is when two or more judges have
so
it a draw.
So he gets to win?
No, it's a draw.
Like win, lose, and draw.
I could see this guy being on David Letterman.
Rogan or Fitch?
Fitch. He's just beating him.
I mean, look, nobody likes a draw. It's a very unsexy call, but yeah, it's probably the best way to call that fight. I mean,
it's better than coming home on that plane with a fucking loss, 16 hours.
Yeah.
That's a long flight thinking about every punch you got to the fucking skull.
How come they don't have an Australian accent yet?
Neither one of these guys are Australian.
Oh. Well, you're there, though.
It's not really how it works, bro.
Oh, I haven't been.
Yeah, if you know, you have to be from there to get the accent.
Brody is me, friend.
At Sam Tripoli.
T-Man. It's killing me right now. But thank you, T-Man. I don't know if I was dropping knowledge, but I was just throwing it around a little bit.
Fans,
I wonder what BJ is going to have to say about this.
I didn't vote.
Yeah, you did.
I got a retweet.
Red Band people are saying, do not give up on the Nikki Benz blackout cast. She will
Well, guys,
do it.
Keep on twiddling her.
Yeah.
Keep that twiddling going, guys.
She
I'm
going
to get some ice cream.
She said a bottle of, what was it, Jameson. A bottle of Jameson she's in. So
I'm
none
in.
Of this fucking cheap.
I'll do it tonight, even though my liver's already bleeding.
What a great to rock with Joey Diaz, Brody Stevens, the team, and Red Band. Guys, see you on Monday for Steve-O on the Naughty Show podcast.
We'll have Steve-O on our Naughty Show podcast in 2 days, everybody. So please tune in for that.
And you can catch Brody Stevens, Stephen Brody Stevens, tonight at the Comedy Store at 12:15.
And then Joey Diaz, Beauty and the Beast podcast.
Also, I'm going to be at the Bitter End in New York. March 22nd, 9 o'clock. Get your tickets now. Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. The Bitter End in New York.
Heard of it.
T will be knee deep in Danielle.
I will be at the Hollywood Improv on Sunday night, Oscar night. Fuck the Oscars.
Sounds like a great show.
Come be one of the 14 people in the audience. And the Danny Stew will be at the M Bar in about 2 hours. So let's do it. You guys, thanks for watching.
And don't forget, go to deathsquad.tv for all the podcasts that I produce. And don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe. The more people that I have subscribed, the better my iTunes numbers will be. And then the better the guests will be. And we will have an interesting podcast that we could all love. Guys, I'm Brian Redband. Go to redband.com, deathsquad.tv. Thank you for watching. Later. I had 7 minutes. Since I got...
faces there in front of me. I see the image of myself. So I dream.